Hastings College Baseball is on the air.
The next pitch on the that's going to be hit right to the shortstop as Marquardt goes to second for one over the first base. That's in time. So Hastings turns a double play here to get out of the fifth inning.
We begin each game day within the dugout, a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Steve Spongeberg. Brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Now, here's KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hastings head coach Steve Spongeberg, and coach, we're in a position we didn't want to be in. That's in the loser's bracket of this tournament, but it is what it is, and we just got to battle back now from the loser's bracket.
Well, no question about it. You know, obviously, when you get into a four-team thing, you can win three games in a row and win the thing, and now we have to win four games to get out of this bracket. So, obviously, not an ideal position, but, you know, we put ourselves in that. Morningside played a good game last night, and their pitcher threw well. We didn't hit the ball well at all, and then our mistakes were magnified. When you don't score runs, you got to play almost flawless defensively, and we certainly didn't do that. So we gave them some opportunities. Good teams take advantage of that, and we didn't hit the ball as well as I'd like to think we could. But in the same token, we're back today, and we'll see how our kids respond. You know, obviously it's a long road back, but we think we have some pitching that can get us through those games. We got a little bit of depth in our pitching staff, but we certainly have to hit the ball.
Potential to play two games today with the winner and the opener, but we really got to approach this thing maybe one inning at a time. We just got to hang in there and try to grab a winner in the opener.
No question about it. I don't think you can't hold anybody back. You can't save somebody for the second game when you have to win the first game. And Doan, obviously, is an outstanding team. You know, the second seed is going into the tournament. They've got an awfully good record. So we're in a similar scenario as we were last year. We played Midland, the three seed in the first round, and we're beaten. And then Northwestern tried to slip by with a lesser pitcher, and we faced their one in the second round. So I don't think Doan did that. They threw one of their better kids yesterday. And so, but we do know they got an outstanding program. They're a team that beat us twice in the regular season when we played them here. And so it's a situation where, you know, we have our work cut out. There's no question about it. But I think you find out a lot about the type of kids that you have in your program right now when situations aren't as ideal what you'd like them to be. So we're going to see who goes out and competes. We certainly think we have the guys that are capable of doing that, but we have to play solid baseball too.
Cody Selig was a starter for Morningside yesterday. Why was he so tough limiting us to just the three base hits?
Number one, he doesn't walk a lot of people. So when you don't give people base runners, then I really thought he threw his fastball probably 75% of the time early and never really cut the middle of the plate with it. Was thrown in and out, up and down to our hitters. And I think he had him off. I won't say he had us off balance, but we certainly didn't get great swings off him. We did a lot of the things that we talked to our kids about doing, which is put the ball and play on the line of the ground. I think we had five strikeouts, two of which were the last two outs of the game. So for eight and a third, we had three strikeouts. So he wasn't blowing the ball by us, but we certainly weren't hitting the ball as sharply as we were going to need to. We did put some pressure on their defense, at least with ground balls, but you'd also like to have base runners on where you can create some things with the bunt, maybe do the running, and then put pressure on them. But when you don't get anybody on base till the seventh inning and all of a sudden you look up and you're down five runs, then you have to play for a little bit bigger inning. So, you know, I think he did a great job at, like I said, moving it in and out, not cutting the middle of the plate, change speeds a little bit, but mainly through his fastball where he wanted to throw it.
Our defense has been our staple all season long. It kind of let us down yesterday with the three errors all at crucial times.
No doubt about it. You know, we were scoreless into the fourth, even though we weren't hitting the ball well. I thought Will Reynolds really went out and competed and battled hard. And they get guys first and second, and they bunt the ball and back to our pitcher. And it's drills that we do on a pretty consistent basis. But we just picked the ball up and made a bad throw to third base and led to a run and putting guys at second, third. And both of those runners scored. Later in the game, we had a ball off our catcher's glove that advanced a guy to third, and they scored on a fly ball. We had a ground ball to first base that we didn't get taken care of, and that guy ended up scoring. Then we had a ball in right center where our center fielder and right fielder communicated, but neither caught the ball, and that guy scored. So when you look at the game and it's a 6-0 game, there was probably five runs that we may have been able to prevent. Now the game's played a little bit differently had we made those plays, and perhaps they score anyway, but we certainly didn't give ourselves an opportunity in those situations. And then, like I said, when you're not swinging the bats as well as you'd like to be, all those mistakes are magnified, and all of a sudden you're playing from behind, and that's a tough situation for us.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Doan as our Pepsi pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey.
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College baseball coach Steve Sponberg. Hastings in the second day of the GPAC tournament here this afternoon in Crete, getting set to take on the Tigers. Again, they dropped one yesterday, but like I said before the break, this is a very good baseball team.
No question about it. You know, they got a great program, and they've had some success, and they build on that success. We recruit against these guys all the time, and, you know, we're trying to get to where they're at, to be honest with you. They've built a nice program. Coach Jorgensen's done a great job with them. I think their kids come out and expect to win, and I think they did that yesterday. But I think that what shows yesterday is the balance of the conference. I think anybody can win it. Dakota Wesleyan is playing really, really well. They're a seventh seed. Now they're about to go into the undefeated bracket on Sunday, and it kind of shows you right there that I think they're the top teams, you know, maybe aren't quite as strong as they have been, at least last year, and I don't know a lot before that, but the bottom teams are a little bit better than what they have been. So it makes for a tournament that on a given day, anybody's capable of beating anyone. We realize that, so that gives us the opportunity today. We think we're capable of beating down and eliminating them from the tournament, which I'm sure would be a surprise to not only them, but a lot of people. But I think we're capable of doing that, but we're going to have to play better than what we played yesterday.
Which one impresses you most about Doan?
Well, I think the top four hitters in their order are outstanding hitters with good power. I think the leadoff guy, Tui Kid, gets on base and creates some things with his speed. Their 2-3-4 hitters are outstanding. They really are. I think they hit the ball hard the other way. The catcher, the Bedford kid, is an outstanding hitter. Their two hitters good. Their four hitters good. So you come around that time of the order when you're playing a 9-inning game, you're going to see those guys, you know, four, maybe even five times. So we really, again, very similar to what we talked about yesterday, we have to limit the bottom. We got to keep the bottom of the order off the base. We got to have, when those guys come around, not a lot of people on base because they're very capable of. And I think that's what they did yesterday. They got down 5-0 and then got down 9-3 and came back and made a ball game up because the middle of the order hit really well. But you got to keep the, like I said, the bottom of the order off. I think defensively they play solid. They have been prone to making some mistakes, but they're solid. And I think their pitching staff's very good. I mean, I don't think it's as deep or as good as it was last year. When you go 20-0 in the conference, it tells you a little bit about the depth of your pitching staff. And I don't think they're quite as deep as they were last year, but they've got some really good arms. I think we're going to face probably the Pugh kid, a left-hander that's 6-0, and his ERA is fairly decent. So when you can bring a guy in the second day of the tournament that's 6-0, it shows you that you do have a little bit of depth in your pitching staff. So, you know, we're going to have our work cut out. There's no question they're an outstanding baseball team. But, you know, we still think that our kids have played hard, and we're certainly not where we want to be as a program yet, but I think we've made some strides in that direction. But we need to win a game in the conference tournament and show that we're a viable opponent to most anybody that we play.
Pitching plans for us today?
Well, Nick Schumann's going to come out and throw. He's a left-hander. He's probably the most rested. Andrew Kuda was a guy that threw against him earlier, so we had decided we were going to try to go the other way if we could. But Andrew Kuda's available. If we get behind or Nick doesn't have as good a stuff as he is, we'll use Andrew in this game. If we have Xander Schmidt there that we probably would pitch the second game if we don't use Andrew in the first game. So everybody's on call with the exception of probably Reynolds as far as our pitching staff's concerned, because it's either win or you're done. And so we're not going to hold anybody back to try to win this ball game. And if we can get that one, then we'll try to piece the next one together. But Nick's been really solid for us. When he's been on, he's been very effective. We certainly hope that he's on today because we need a great performance on the mound.
All right, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Steve Sponberg, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineup. And the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Doan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Hastings College head coach Steve Sponsberg. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Today's Hastings College Baseball broadcast is brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
Snyder rocks and fires. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes him out.
Let's head back out to the diamond. Here's the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball today. You're on 1230 KHAS. It's the second day of the GPAC Baseball Championships in Crete. Hastings College getting set to take on the Doane College Tigers here this afternoon. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Hastings coming in after their loss yesterday, losing to Morningside in the opening round 6-0. The Broncos had trouble at the plate yesterday with only three base hits in that ball game. The Broncos have a record of 22 wins and 22 losses on the season. The number 6 overall seed here in the conference tournament this year, facing a Doane College team that's the number 2 seed, finished as second in the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season. 33-14 is their overall record, but the Tigers got upset yesterday by Dakota Wesleyan, losing to the Tigers by the score of 8-7. So it's Hastings and Doane here in the second round of the GPAC Championships here today. The loser is finished for the season, and the winner will move on to a second game today against the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan played in the opener here this morning, and the ball game was won by Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 8-3. So the Tigers into the finals of the Doane bracket. They'll play tomorrow against whoever comes out of here from this double header, so to speak, here this afternoon. That's Doane College in Crete. So Hastings College are going to be playing in Crete, but the Broncos will be the home team on the scoreboard. So it'll be Doane up to the plate first. We'll get to the starting lineups in just a second as Doane is already up to a bat here in the top half of the first inning. Again, temperature-wise, 66 degrees at game time. Winds will be out of the southwest at about 17 miles per hour, blowing in from right field here this afternoon. Our pitcher today for Hastings is going to be Nicholas Schumann. Schumann has an overall record of 4 wins and 4 losses on the season, ERA of 5.01, making his 11th appearance of the season. He has thrown 6 complete games for Hastings College this year. Schumann's been kind of the workhorse on the staff, 55 2/3 innings pitched, 67 base hits given up, 39 runs, 31 of those earned, 22 base on balls, and 65 strikeouts, and teams batting just a 290 against him. So Hastings College down to a do-or-die situation here this afternoon with the Doane College Tigers as they face Doane for the third time this season. Doane swept a doubleheader against Hastings back on April the 3rd, winning by scores of 5-3. And 7-1 here in Crete. So Schumann goes to work on Adam Chewy. He's the leadoff hitter here for Doane. There's a bouncing ball that's short, picked up there by the Broncos shortstop Ty O'Brien. He gets it over to first base. That's going to be in time. So Adam Chewy is retired in the play from short to first. Broncos had 3 errors in the ball game yesterday against Morningside, and they all occurred at crucial points of the ball game. Morningside was able to take advantage of that and beat the Broncos by the score of 6-0 in the opening round game yesterday. Here comes Dylan Matthews to the plate next for Doane, and he is hit by a pitch by Schumann. So Dylan Matthews heads down to a first base on a free pass, and that's something the Broncos cannot do today, cannot give Doane a lot of extra chances with walks and hit batters and the like, but they hit the second man here in the batting order, Dylan Matthews. He'll be out in right field today for Doane defensively. There's a Liam Bedford coming to the plate next. He's the catcher. Steve Sponberg talked in the pregame show about how good the 2, 3, and 4 players are as far as hitting the ball is concerned. We're going to have to keep these guys off of the base pads, or at least keep the bottom of the order off of the base pad. So these guys can't come to the plate and cause damage here when they get up there. So Bedford's up to the plate next. He's got a batting average of .412 on the season for Doan. He is a 68 out of 165 from the plate here this year. He's got 16 doubles, one triple, and four home runs. He's driven home 52 runs for Doan. The count to him is at 2 balls and no strikes. Bedford has walked 12 times so far this year. He's struck out 19 times. Doan has got a man on at first base. That's a Dylan Matthews. Nick Schumann working from the stretch for the first time here this afternoon. He throws it over to first base. It's not going to be in time. Hastings defensively, Grant Krause behind the plate with Schumann on the mound. Michael Lockerbie is at first base. Jake Steets is at second. Ty O'Brien is at shortstop. And Reed Stone is out at third base today for Hastings. As the next pitch is going to be hit toward right field, it's going to be over to foul territory, giving chase and unable to get there is Ryan Schrod, the right fielder. So Schrod's out in right. Donato Santos is out in center field, and Nick Williams out in left field. We've seen Chewy up there for Doan. He let off by grounding out to the shortstop. Matthews was hit by a pitch. We got Bedford up to the plate next. Nick Studer will follow him. He's the first baseman. Kevin Clausen, the left fielder, will bat fifth. Tommy Anderson, the shortstop, batting sixth. And we'll see Jed Durr, the second baseman. Jake Smith, the third baseman. And Matt Kuhler, the designated hitter in the ballgame here today for the Tigers. And we're going to see Spencer Pugh on the hill for Doan. He's 6-0 in the season. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be in the infield. It's going to stay here in the second baseman. Steets will call for it and makes the catch. So Bedford flies out to Jake Steets. That's a second base.
Nick Studer
comes to the plate next. He's the first baseman. Studer with a batting average of .338 so far this season. He's 44 for 130 from the plate. He's got 12 doubles to his credit, 35 RBIs. He has walked 33 times, and he has struck out 18 times. As he comes to the plate for the first time here this afternoon against Nick Schumann, Hastings and Doan here in the first inning. There's a ball that's going to be outside. The runner goes from first base and a throw down there by Krause is not in time and a stolen base there by Dylan Matthews. So Matthews now in scoring position for Doan as Matthews gets his fifth stolen base of the season. He is now 5 out of 7 in stealing bases. There's two men out for Doan here in the top half of the first inning. No score between the Tigers and the Broncos here this afternoon. Nick Studer waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It is now 2 balls and no strikes to Nick Studer. He's the number 4 hitter in the batting order. Again, Kevin Clausen will follow him. Hastings in their all-white uniforms here this afternoon with their crimson trim. Doan is in their gray uniforms and kind of their crimson numerals there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. So playing here in Crete, but Doan is the away team here in this particular game. Hastings occupying the home dugout over here on the first base side. It is 2 balls and 1 strike now to a Nick Studer as Schumann comes to the belt. Now throws it on the plate. That's going to be in there for a fastball on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike. That's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Doan was the home team yesterday, so they just... All in eight, Hastings was the visiting team in their ball game yesterday with Morningside, so that's how they determine today's situation. 2 balls and 2 strikes here with 2 men out in the first inning of play. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be on the first base side across the foul line. It's going to be Lockerbie, and he grabs the ball, and the inning is over. So Nick Studer fouls out to the first baseman, Michael Lockerbie, and the inning is over. Doan scores no runs on no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Oh, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
The history of Mary Lanning is pretty profound.
The Lannings, who lived right down just a block over, were a fairly wealthy couple here in town, and they had one daughter. Her name was Mary.
She was away at college, and when she came home for Christmas, she got sick. They were unable to cure her.
She was the only daughter, so Mr. and Mrs. Lanning wanted to do something to memorialize her.
And because she had wanted to be a social worker, her parents chose to develop the hospital and the school of nursing.
But they also wanted to be sure that that didn't happen for any other people in the community.
I would hope that we all remember that young lady who was wanting to do good for the world and never had the chance.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Crete. This is the second day of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championship. Hastings trying to stave off elimination here this afternoon after dropping the ball game yesterday to Morningside 6-0. Hastings will come to the bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. Spencer Pugh is going to be the pitcher for Doan today. His ERA is sitting at 3.91. He's got a record of 6 wins and no losses on the season. He's making his 9th appearance of the 2015 season here today. He has thrown two complete games, 46 innings pitched, 33 base hits, 22 runs. 20 of those have been earned, 32 base on balls and 38 strikeouts. Team is batting just 202 against him. So the Broncos have a tough task here today. They're trying to tame Spencer Pugh out there on the mound. Broncos with only 3 base hits in the ball game yesterday against Morningside. Ryan Strahd will lead things off for Hastings, and there's a swing and a miss. So Strahd goes around and a fastball delivered up there by Spencer Pugh. Ryan Strahd has a batting average of 362 on the season for Hastings. There's the next pitch by Pugh. It's going to be a little bit outside, a little bit low, and it's 1-1. So Ryan Strahd leading things off. He is 34 out of 97 from the plate so far this year. He's got 1 double, 3 triples, 1 home run, 17 RBIs. There's a bouncing ball toward first. It's going to be in foul territory. So it'll be Strahd coming back here to the left-hand batter's box. Strahd has walked 16 times. He has struck out 11 times here in the ball game. And Doan sweeping Hastings in a doubleheader at the first part of April, back on April the 3rd here in Crete, winning by scores of 5-3 and 7-1. Hastings had a 4-0 lead, or a 3-0 lead late in that ball game, first time around. But Doan comes back to score 5 runs and win the first half with a doubleheader last month, 5-3. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now. And Ryan Strahd leading things off here in the bottom half of the first inning. Next pitch is going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play behind the plate. So that remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Strahd leading things off. Donato Santos in center field. He'll bat second with Drew McGee third. Michael Lockerbie at first base batting fourth. And we'll see Jake Steets and Reid Stone, Nick Williams, Grant Krause, Ty O'Brien in the bottom third of the order, with Nick Schumann on the hill this afternoon for Hastings. And there's a check swing, and they say, yeah, he went around with it. They appeal down to the base umpire, and he says, yeah, he goes around with it. So Ryan Strahd strikes out here to begin this bottom half of the first inning for Hastings.
Center fielder, number 12, Donato.
All these games will be 9 innings again. Hastings had only 4 strikeouts yesterday. That's something that head coach Steve Sponberg said the Broncos needed to cut down on, especially late in the season. The Broncos were striking out way too much, and they struck out only 4 times yesterday against Morningside. They strike out to begin this bottom of the first inning here this afternoon. Donato Santos coming to the plate next. He takes a whack at the first one. It's a swing and a miss. The second one is going to be inside for a ball. It's 1-1 now to Santos. His batting average is now sitting at 346 on the season for Hastings College. Santos has got 36 base hits and 104 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got 4 doubles, no triples, no home runs. He's driven home 17 runs. Good guy to get on the base pads. He's our leading base stealer. He's got 7. There's the next pitch that can be fouled away, back out of play. And the count is now at 1-2. Softball not here today like we had yesterday. They're going to be playing their championship round tomorrow up at Morningside. Concordia and Morningside squaring off of the softball championship. There's a swing and a miss. And Santos strikes out.
Number 8, Drew McGee.
So Donato Santos strikes out in the ball game. A couple of strikeouts to begin the ball game now for Spencer Pugh, for Doan. And Drew McGee, the designated hitter, comes up there next. He takes a walk, and it's a foul tap right back into the glove of the catcher for Doan, Benford. No balls and 1 strike down to Drew McGee. Here comes the next pitch by Pugh as he works quickly. The next one is going to be down low for a ball. As 1-1, so not the start that Steve Sponberg wanted after struggling at the plate yesterday. First two hitters that come to the plate here against Doan strike out of the ball game. 1-1 down to Drew McGee, who enters the ball game today with a batting average of 313. Pugh winds and delivers. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be a little bit low, and it's now 2-1. So 2-1 to count to Drew McGee here for Hastings. McGee is walked 20 times, and he has struck out 21 times so far this year. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pugh gets his sign here from Bedford as he works quickly. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low and in the dirt. Now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings did not get a base runner yesterday in the ball game against Morningside until they were hit by a pitch in the 6th inning. They didn't get their first base hit of the ball game until there was one out in the 7th inning of play. It is 3 balls and 2 strikes here to the number 3 hitter, Drew McGee. Next pitch is a strike on the outside corner, and Pugh comes out and strikes out the side here in the 1st inning of play as Schrod, Santos, and McGee all go down in strikeouts. Hastings with no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the 2nd inning with a score. Doan nothing. Hastings nothing.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Sir. I'm back here in Crete, the GPAC Baseball Championships on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Doan here in the elimination ball game. Kevin Klassen, Tommy Anderson, Jet Durr scheduled up here for Doan to face the Broncos. And our starting pitcher today, Nick Schumann. So Kevin Klassen up there for Doan to lead off the 2nd inning of play. He takes a strike here on the outside corner, nothing and one. Next pitch is going to be drilled out toward left field. Backing up is going to be Williams. Williams up against the fence, and that one is out of here. It's a home run there by Kevin Klassen to lead off the 2nd inning as that one is drilled over the head of our left fielder, Nick Williams, 320 feet plus. So a home run here for Doan to lead off the 2nd inning of play, and the Tigers are out on top by the score of 1-0. So a solo shot here for the Doan College Tigers. Kevin Klassen hammers one over the left field fence there for the Tigers. That's his 2nd home run of the season, and Doan is out on top here in the 2nd inning by the score of 1-0. Here comes Tommy Anderson to the plate next. So they hung that one up there just a little bit too high from a Nick Klassen. Or Nick Schumann, and it was Kevin Klassen who hammers that over the fence in the left field for a home run, and the Tigers have the lead 1-0. There's a pitch to Tommy Anderson. It's going to be in there for a strike, and now it's 1 ball and 1 strike to Anderson. He's got a batting average so far this season of .378. He's got 51 base hits and 135 trips to the plate, 7 doubles to his credit, 1 triple, and a home run, 23 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike now to Anderson, batting in the number 6 position for the Tigers here today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it is now 3 balls and 1 strike. Klassen has walked 16 times so far this year. He has struck out 21 times. Out of the count here at 3 balls and 1 strike in the top of the 2nd inning today. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. He walks him here, so a home run and a walk. Lead off the 2nd inning of play.
Jed Durr
comes to the plate next now for the Tigers. Durr has a batting average of .338 on the season, 47 base hits and 139 trips to the plate. Armstrong, he's good on the base pads as well. He is 11 out of 13 in stealing bases. That's your man down there at first base. Hastings will hold him on with the Michael Lockerby. The pitch is going to come to the plate. It's a fastball inside. Durr wanted to square around the bun, and he pulls it back as the pitch came inside and takes a ball here. 1 ball and 0 strikes. It's 66 degrees at game time here today. The winds, they say, blowing out of the southwest at about 17. They appear to be stronger than that now as this ball game gets rolling along here in Crete. As the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, it's 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0 the count here to Jed Durr, the number 7 hitter in the batting order for the Tigers. Taking a lead at first base is Tommy Anderson. Schumann will look that way for Hastings College. Here's the lefty. Throws under the plate. It's going to be fouled away. First base side of the count is at 2-1. So Schumann so far this year, he's a 4-4 record. 5.01 is his ERA. 55 2/3 innings pitched. Giving up 39 runs. He's given up one here in the second inning of play as the throw goes over to first base. That's not in time. Lockerbie grabs that, but Tommy Anderson is back on the base paths easily. Jake Smith is due up there next for the Tigers. The count here at the play is at 2-1. Next pitch off the handle of the bat right toward the pitcher, and they're going to double up the base runner at first base. Jed Durr hits that run off the handle of the bat right out to the pitcher, Nick Schumann. He grabs that one easily. The runner at first base was halfway between first and second base, and there was an easy double play.
Third baseman, number 6, Jake Smith.
So an easy double play there by the Broncos. It goes from a Schumann to a Michael Lockerbie. That erases the runner at first base, and now the base pads are empty as a Jake Smith comes to the plate next. Smith is the third baseman, batting in the number 8 position here today. Smith with a batting average of .317 so far this year, 26 base hits and 82 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, a little check swing right at the knees there on Smith, and the count is at 0-2. So Jake Smith trying to keep things going here for the Tigers. He's got 2 doubles to his credit so far this year and a triple, driven home 14 runs. Next pitch is going to be just a little bit outside, and the count is at 1-2. 1-0 is the score. Doan has got the lead here in this one. Next pitch is going to be hit towards second. It's going to be over the second baseman, Jake Stietz's head. In the right field, Ryan Schrod picks it up, and the Tigers have a base runner here with a 2-man out.
Number 14, Matt Quayler.
Matt Quayler comes to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. Quayler with a .244 batting average on the season. He is 10 out of 41 from the plate. His extra base hit has been a double. He's driven home 12 runs. Batting here in the number 9 position as Quayler takes a strike there on the outside corner, 0-1. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away in the field here today as Nick Schumann tries to settle down here after giving up a leadoff home run in the second inning of play. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 1-1. Another half of the GPAC baseball championships being played up in Sioux City, and the second day there has been delayed by rain. They were hoping to get their ball game started by 12 o'clock here today. They had a 9 o'clock game scheduled, but rain has forced that tournament to be postponed up there for several hours. We had a game here earlier today, Dakota Wesleyan knocking off Morningside in the first ball game to really take command of this half of the tournament. 8-3 was the final score. So the winner of this ball game will have to play again at 3 o'clock against the Morningside, the team that beat Hastings yesterday by a score of 6-0. The count is at 2-1. Now it's 3-1 as the fastball sails out wide to Quaylar. So 3-1 the count. 2 men out here in the second inning of play. The Tigers out on top of the Broncos here today in the GPAC Baseball Championships. The score is 1-0. Schumann comes set, now delivers to the plate, swung on, hit toward third, foul territory. The count is now full of 3-2. Hastings at 22-22 in the season. The Tigers are 33-14. Doan finished second in the conference race this year at 12-8. Hastings was 10-10 in the conference. There's the next pitch down low for a ball, and he walks him. So that is the second walk of the ball game, given up now by Nick Schumann. Jake Smith heads down to second base on the play. Matt Quaylar is on at first base, and now the top of the order coming up there. This is going to be Adam Tuohy coming to the plate next. Tuohy grounded out to lead things off, grounded out to the shortstop. Lead off the ball game here this afternoon for Doan. So Tuohy back up there in the second inning of play, now with the runners on at first and second base. I'd expect to see a short hook for all the pitchers for Hastings today. This is a do-or-die situation, so a guy struggles here. The lineman will be sitting on the bench for the coach here today. There's a bouncing ball, right side, picked up there by Steets. At second, he goes to first, and the inning is over. Adam Tuohy grounds out.
Two hits, no errors, and two left on base.
So Hastings survives here in this second inning of play, but Doan scores on that home run, the leadoff home run to lead off their second inning of play. And Doan has got the lead after 1.5 innings. Go to the bottom of the second with a score. Doan 1, Hastings College nothing.
Gary Michaels Clothiers has the right look for the graduate and the professional. Now take 30% off all in-stock suits and sports coats from modern fit to traditional. There are many options to choose from. Look your best. Purchase any dress pant and shirt at regular price and select a tie for free. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for the perfect outfit for any event. Open late on Thursdays and Saturdays until 4.
I'm stuck in traffic, heading home, and I still have to figure out dinner for my family. But I want to serve them a real meal. So tonight, it's hand-breaded chicken cooked to golden perfection, whipped mashed potatoes and gravy, and melt-in-your-mouth buttermilk biscuits. I know that sounds like a lot of hard work, but when it comes to my family, it's worth it. To have KFC make all of that delicious food for them. Nice job, KFC.
Pick up a homestyle meal your family will love. How do you KFC?
Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island KFC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Just a programming note, Nebraska baseball today will be heard on ESPN 1550 KICS. The Huskers on the road this weekend playing in Evanston, Illinois against the Wildcats of Northwestern. Game time today will be at 3:05, and again, the Huskers today will be on ESPN 1550 KICS as we provide you coverage of the GPAC Baseball Championships here on 1230 KHAS. Michael Lockerbie up there for Hastings here in the second inning of play. There's a ball hit right back to the pitcher, Pugh. He goes over to first base. That's in time. So Lockerbie on the first pitch that he sees knocks it right back to the pitcher, Spencer Pugh, easily retired to Nick Studer over there at first base. That's going to bring up Jake Steets next. Jake Steets with a batting average of .281 so far this season as he comes to the plate for the first time here this afternoon. So Spencer Pugh has retired the first four guys that he has faced. There's a ball hit right to second, and he goes over to first base. That's in time.
Number 10, Reed Stone.
So Jake Steets is retiring the play from the very first pitch that he sees. He sends that over to Jed Durr at second base, and Durr takes care of things. So it's two up, two down for Hastings here in the second inning of play as Stone comes to the plate next. He's got a batting average of .348 so far this season. Stone, he's got 16 base hits in 50 trips to the plate. He's got one double to his credit. Walked five times, struck out 12 times. Stands in there for the left-hand side. He hits that ball to the left side. That gets through there for a base hit. In the left field, so a Reed Stone, he singles right in between Anderson, the shortstop, and Smith, the third baseman.
Left fielder.
So Reed Stone gets aboard.
Nick Williams.
Nick Williams comes to the plate next for Hastings College. Williams with a batting average of .264 so far this season. So Williams comes to the plate here with a man on at first base. There's a swing and a miss by Williams on a high fastball. As no balls and one strike. Reed Stone, you're a base runner there for Hastings. Stone has not got a stolen base, and he has not attempted one so far this year. Spencer Pugh will look that way. Now throws one of the ball. It's going to be in there on the outside corner for a strike. And Nick Williams falls behind and no balls and two strikes. So hits have been far and in between here for Hastings College in this tournament so far. Just three yesterday. Reed Stone gets one here in the second inning of play. The second ball game, the next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now one ball and two strikes. Mostly cloudy sky here today in Crete. Had some intermittent light rain throughout much of that first ball game, but nothing so far here in game number two. There's a chance of rain throughout the afternoon here in Crete. Next pitch is going to be hit toward left field. Coming out as the left fielder. It's going to fall for a base hit. Kevin Claussen picks it up on the hop. So back-to-back singles here for Hastings in the second inning of play. Stone moves down to second. Williams is on at first base after the second consecutive hit. And Grant Krause comes to the plate next.
Number five, Grant Krause.
So Grant Krause comes to the plate here for Hastings. Krause has a batting average of .270 so far this season. He's got 17 base hits and 63 trips to the plate. Three doubles to his credit. He's driven home 13. We can stand a base hit here. Maybe drive one home here in the second inning. The Broncos are trailing in the ballgame by a score of 1-0. Krause will take a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Grant Krause has walked 6 times so far this year. He's struck out 4 times. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. As now, no balls and 2 strikes. 2 men on, 2 men out for Hastings here in inning number 2. And the count here on Grant Krause is sitting at no balls and 2 strikes. Batting here from the right-hand side, Spencer Pugh comes set, throws under the plate. That just misses outside of another breaking pitch, and that's the 1-2. Ty O'Brien would be next for Hastings. He's in the on-deck circle here for the Broncos. Spencer Pugh looking for the sign from his catcher, Benford. He's got it as he comes set. Runners taking the leads at first and second base. Next pitch is a cold 3rd strike on the outside corner. And that's the 4th strikeout in the ball game for Spencer Pugh. It occurs with the Broncos threatening here in the second inning of play as Grant Krause goes down. Hastings scores no runs on a couple of base hits. No errors. 2 men left on base. 2 innings in the books here this afternoon. The score is Doan 1, Hastings College 0.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Now you can experience restorative sleep with conforming support. Introducing Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus, an innovative memory foam mattress that provides exceptional pressure relief and comfort designed to deliver better support for better sleep. Experience the Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus and transform restorative sleep into a healthy habit at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Tigers come to bat here. The Doan College Tigers in the top half of the 3rd inning. Dylan Matthews, Liam Benford, and also Nick Studer, numbers 2, 3, and 4, in the batting order here for Doan to face Nick Schumann and the Broncos. Doan out on top of the Broncos by a score of 1-0 here in this ball game. And the leadoff home run back there in the second inning of play. Matthews going to take a strike there in the outside corner as 1-1 as things get started here in the third. Matthews, a left-handed hitter. There's a ball hit right by the pitcher, Schumann. It goes out to shortstop, picked up by O'Brien. His throw to first base is going to be in time. So good play there by Ty O'Brien at shortstop. Schumann tries to reach the glove out there to snag that one, but it's off with a glove. O'Brien picks it up at shortstop and retires Dylan Matthews over at first base. So now Benford will come to the plate next. Benford is the catcher. He popped one back to the second baseman back there in inning number 1. Bedford, he was 2 out of 5 from the plate yesterday as the Tigers lost to the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers by a score of 9-8. Battle of the Tigers yesterday, won by the South Dakota Tigers, and they're still undefeated here in the GPAC Baseball Championships as they beat Morningside in the first ball game today. So Dakota Wesleyan will play in the finals of the Doan bracket of this baseball championship tomorrow. There's a ground ball left side. O'Brien in the hole picks it up. Long throw from the edge of the grass. It's going to be not in time, and Bedford's going to get aboard here with a single. Nice play again by Ty O'Brien as he goes in the hole and actually throws that ball from the edge of the outfield grass. That was an extremely long throw for a shortstop, Bedford. And Bedford gets aboard.
Now batting for the Tigers, the first baseman.
So Bedford gets aboard with a single. That's going to be the 3rd base hit of the ball game now for Doan. Zach Kuchera is now going to be the base runner over there at first base for the catcher. So Benford is out, courtesy runner with Kuchera coming to first base. He'll run over there for the Tigers. And Nick Studer will come to the plate next. He fouled out to the 3rd baseman, actually the 1st baseman back there in inning number 1. Studer started the day with a batting average at 338 on the season. Studer played yesterday. He was the designated hitter in that ball game against Dakota Wesleyan. He went 1-for-5 in the ball game against Dakota Wesleyan. There's a pickoff move, and running down to second base and sliding in there safely is going to be Kuchera. So Kuchera gets a stolen base there. They had him picked off between first and second base as they did a nice move. Nick Schumann, their first baseman, Michael Lockerbie. But obviously Kuchera with some good speed there. He hustled down to second base and got in under the throw. So he stolen base there by Kuchera. He's in scoring position now in second with only one man out here in this third inning of play. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Studer. And the count to him is sitting at no balls and one strike. So Nick Studer up there now for the Tigers here in this third inning. Doan has got the lead on a score of 1-0 on a home run by Kevin Klassen back there in the second inning of play. Studer, number 4 in the batting order, taking a lead down there at second base is Kuchera, and Schumann wheels that way, but no throw. And back into the bag down there is going to be Kuchera. Hastings College baseball today here on 1230 KHIS, day number 2 of the GPAC Championships in Crete. Hastings College facing elimination here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch. That baby just misses outside. And now the count is sitting at 1-1. So 1-1 the count now to Nick Studer for Doan. Studer has got, 44 base hits so far this year and 130 trips to the plate. He has walked 33 times, and he has struck out 18 times in the batter's box, and now backs out, takes a practice swing, digs back in here as Nick Schumann waits on the mound here for Hastings College. 1-1 to Nick Studer with the one man out here in inning number 3. And now he backs out of the batter's box again and digs back in, touches the plate as a Schumann gets the sign from his catcher, Grant Krause. As Kuchera takes his lead down there at second base, here's the next pitch to the plate, swung out and missed. Some off-speed stuff there, and Studer tries to golf on that one with a swing, but he misses, and it's 1-2. 1-2 the count, one man out in this third inning. Hastings playing Nick Studer pretty much straight away in the outfield here. As he waits on the next pitch from Nick Schumann for Hastings, it's on the way inside, and it's going to be a ball. The look out to the base umpire was kind of a half-check swing. He did not go around with it. Krause comes out and tags out Studer, but it was ruled a ball inside, so that's going to be 2-2. 2-2 the count. Wind blowing in on the hitters here this afternoon in Crete. Here comes the next pitch by Schumann. It's on the way. The ball hits the left side. That's going to go through there for a base hit. Picked up by Williams out in left field. A stop sign comes up. There it's a third base, and now Doan has got runners on at first and third. So a base hit there by Nick Studer. He is aboard as Kuchera heads over to third base on the play. And now Kevin Klassen comes up there next. Klassen's the guy that hit that home run back in the second inning of play. And now he comes aboard here with the runners on at first and third base with a chance to do some damage again here in the third. It's already a 1-0 ball game. Hastings trailing. So Kevin Klassen digs in from the right-hand side. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 to Kevin Klassen. That home run was, second home run of the season for Klassen. They hammered earlier in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Klassen's got 7 doubles and a triple and now 2 home runs on the year. He has walked 16 times, and he has struck out 21 times. Doan with runners on at first and third base. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that stays outside for a ball. And the count is now at 2-1. Tommy Anderson would be next, and then Jed Durr. Doan threatening again here in the third inning of play with only one man out. Schumann comes set as he works from the stretch here. Schumann delivers to the plate. There's a breaking pitch. He's going to stay inside for another ball. Has 3-1. So 3-1 the count here to Klassen, the number 5 hitter in the batting order. Schumann hit a man in the first inning of play. Walked a couple of guys in inning number 2. Now he's falling behind here. Next pitch is going to be hit toward the right center field. Going over is going to be Schrott. He grabs the ball, tagging up at third base, and coming home and scoring on the play is going to be Kuchera. So Kuchera scores from a third base. as Clausen hammers that one out to right field, but that's going to produce a run here as Kuchera comes in to make it a 2-0 ball game now in favor of Doan.
Tommy Anderson.
Running down to second base on the play is going to be Studer. Now coming up to the plate is going to be Tommy Anderson. Anderson, he reached on a base on balls back there in inning number two. So Clausen does his job as he gets that one to the outfield. Grabbed there by Ryan Schrod. But scoring easily was a Kuchera from third base after he tags up. It's a 2-0 ball game now in favor of Doan as we play in the top half of the third inning. Tommy Anderson up there for the Doan College Tigers. Again, his batting average now at 359 on the season. After recording that walk back there in inning number two, he bats on the right-hand side. Is Nick Schumann will go to work on him. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Picked up by Ryan Schrod out in right field, and they're going to hold the runner at third base as the throw comes in there. So Tommy Anderson gets a base hit here for Doan. Runners are now at first and third base, and Jed Durr comes to the plate next.
The second baseman, Jed Durr.
Jed Durr, he had a he hit into a double play. It went back to the pitcher, and they doubled up the base runner back there in inning number two. So Jed Durr will come to the plate next. And now here comes Steve Sponberg out of the Hastings dugout here on the first base side. Like we said, it's going to be probably a short hook for anybody that's out there today for Hastings. The Broncos need to win this ball game to continue their season. Anybody that shows signs of a struggling out there, I'm sure they're going to be yanked fairly quickly here for the Broncos. And Hastings now just getting some folks warming up down there in the pole pin. So this will be just a brief little conversation here as Hastings is warming up some pitchers now in the bullpen on the first base side. Bronco baseball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. So the conference continues on the mound here this afternoon. Nick Schumann will live to see at least one more batter here in the third inning of play. Hastings trailing now by a score of 2-0. Getting that home run from Kevin Clausen in the second inning of play. And then Clausen driving home a run with a sacrifice fly here in the third inning. So he's got a couple of RBIs to his credit. Doan has got a 2-0 lead over Hastings as Jed Durr comes to the plate next for the Tigers. He will bat here from the left-hand side. Durr with a .338 batting average on the season. He's got 47 base hits and 139 trips to the plate. There's the ball hit to short. They flip it over to second base. That's in time. He gets the force out and Tommy Anderson, and the inning is over. So Jed Durr, the first pitch that he sees here in the third inning, sends it out to the shortstop, Ty O'Brien, and the inning is over as it gets the force out on Tommy Anderson at second base. One run, three base hits, no errors on Hastings. A couple of guys left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning now with a score. The Tigers 2 and the Broncos nothing.
Had full funeral home. Let our family help your family. At full funeral home. In your time of need. At full funeral home. You can depend on people who care. When you need us, we'll be there. At full funeral home. Let our family help your family.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off, delivery is free, and with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS, the second day of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships in Crete. The Broncos trailing the Tigers of Doan on a score of 2-0 as we bat here in the bottom half of the third inning of play. Numbers 9, 1, and 2 for the Broncos, Ty O'Brien, Ryan Schrod, and Donato Santos. Any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Drew McGee coming to the plate. So Doan has got the lead. Ty O'Brien up there for Hastings takes a ball for his first pitch here in the third inning of play. Second one is outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Spencer Pugh is the pitcher here for the Tigers. Struck out three guys in the first inning of play. Gave up a couple of base hits to Reed Stone and Nick Williams in inning number two. Also recorded his fourth strikeout to Grant Krause to end the inning. So Hastings has got two base hits here in this ball game against the Tigers. Here's the next pitch to O'Brien. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. O'Brien with a .276 batting average, 16 base hits, and 58 trips to the plate. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit. No triples, no home runs, 10 RBIs. He takes a strike there on the outside corner. And the count is now sitting at two balls and two strikes. Next one is going to be inside for a ball. Should have been 3-2. Now it's a walk given up there.
Right fielder Ryan Schrod.
And Ty O'Brien works out a walk here in this third inning. That's the first walk of the ball game given up by Spencer Pugh. And now Ryan Schrod comes to the plate next. Schrod, he struck out back there in inning number one. So back to the top of the order. Schrod now with a batting average of .347 on the season. There's a pickoff move over to first base. That's not in time. Diving back in there is going to be your base runner, Ty O'Brien, for Hastings. O'Brien is 5 out of 8 in stealing bases so far this season. Santos has got 7. Steets has got 5, and Ty O'Brien's got 5 stolen bases. There's a bunt laid down, but it's going to be a foul here. It's going to be a foul ball call. There's going to be Ryan Schrod coming back to the batter's box. So Hastings trying to sacrifice him, a runner along there, but a foul ball is called. Ryan Schrod trying to lay down a bunt. And the count is no balls and one strike. We're in the third inning of play here today. This one's scheduled for 9 between Doan and Hastings. The winner will play a second ball game today at 3 o'clock against Morningside. Morningside a loser today earlier to Dakota Wesleyan. So that'll be another elimination ball game coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The winner plays tomorrow, Dakota Wesleyan. Pitch is going to be up high for ball. There's a quick throw down to first base. Not in time by Bedford. Diving back in there for Hastings is going to be Ty O'Brien. The count here to Ryan Schrod is sitting at 1-1. Spencer Pugh comes set. He's a left-handed thrower, so he gets a good look at first base. There's a bunt laid down. Nice one this time. Could be trouble. It's going to be trouble, and they're safely at first base. It's going to be Ryan Schrod. Beautifully placed bunt right in between the pitcher and the first baseman. Ryan Schrod gets aboard for Hastings. That's going to be an infield single.
Santos.
Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Ty O'Brien. So now Hastings has got something going here in this third inning. They've got runners on at first and second base and nobody out. Donato Santos coming to the plate next for Hastings. Santos is the center fielder. He struck out his first time up there in inning number one. So Santos will come to the plate now. His batting average is sitting at .343 on the season. Santos has recorded 36 base hits and 105 trips to the plate so far this year. 4 doubles to his credit. 17 RBIs. The Broncos are trailing here in the ball game on a score of 2-0. Doan will pull the infield in. Santos tries to bunt. Misses. Now a throw down to second base. They have got him down to second base. Unbelievable. Ty O'Brien is picked off with the base pads at second base. Santos tries to lay down a bunt. Misses the bunt. O'Brien gets away from the bag at second. And a great throw down there by Bedford, the catcher, for the Doan College Tigers in the air race. Ty O'Brien off of the base pads at second base. Big, big play there for the Tigers. So now there's one man out. Ryan Schrod is your base runner at first. So instead of having nobody out and two runners on, we've got one man out and a runner at first base as Ty O'Brien is picked off with a bag at second base by the catcher for Doan Bedford. There's a throw over to first base. That's not in time as Schrod is back in there. Remember that here in the third inning. Hastings threatening. Down 2-0 and had something going there, and that's really a rally stopper right there. Donato Santos, that was a count of no balls and two strikes here at the plate. Santos, a left-handed hitter, working against the Spencer Pugh, the left-handed thrower for Doan. There's a bouncing ball toward first, foul territory. So Schrod will have to go back. Schrod stealing bases so far this year, 1 out of 2. Broncos don't get a lot of stolen bases throughout the season. In fact, they're ranked almost at the bottom of the stack in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as stealing bases this year, like next to the last or last all season long. Here comes the next pitch, an inside fastball and a swing and a miss. And Santos goes down for the second time here today on a strikeout.
Drew McGee.
That's going to be strikeout number 5 in the ballgame now for Spencer Pugh. Drew McGee comes to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. He struck out his first time up there in inning number 1. Back up there here in the third inning of play with 2 men out. Base runners on first base. That's Stroud. He fouls away this first pitch. Out of play. Nothing and one. To Drew McGee. McGee batting here from the right-hand side here for Hastings College. McGee with an average now at 305 as he comes to the plate. There's a little chopper out towards second base. Jed Durr. That's the first baseman grabbing the ball. And over there is going to be Spencer Pugh, the pitcher. And he makes the grab on the play. That's a great play by Nick Studer. Studer went way over toward second base to grab that one. And then finally got it over to Spencer Pugh, the pitcher covering the bag at first base to record. He had a great play defensively there by Nick Studer, the first baseman for Doan. Hastings threatens here in the third inning of play, but a big pickoff down here at second base, and that snuffs out anything. And the Broncos are held scoreless here in the third. No runs for Hastings on a base hit. No errors and one runner left on base. We go to inning number 4 with a score. Doan 2, Hastings College nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Crete, Hastings College is trailing Doan by a score of 2-0 in the GPAC Baseball Championships. There's a ground ball left side knocked down there by the third baseman for Hastings, but unable to make the play as Reed Stone. So Stone knocks the ball down. At least he keeps it in the infield from going out to the left fielder, Nick Williams, but Jake Smith gets aboard here.
Matt Cuellar.
With a single, an infield single, and now Matt Cuellar comes to the plate next for Doan. Is the designated hitter. He reached on a baseline balls back there in inning number 2. So the Tigers have the lead. They have a man on. Cuellar tries to lay down a sacrifice bunt, but fouls it away on the first base side. So Cuellar has a batting average now of 244 in the season. His average at 318 with runners on the base pads here for the Tigers, batting out of this number 9 position. Steve Sponberg talked in the pregame show about keeping the guys here at the bottom of the batting order off of the base pads because the top of the order is pretty dangerous. And now they got another pickoff move. They got a guy running down between first and second base, and they're going to pick the guy off. So a good move there by Schumann. The throw to first base, and Jake Smith was leaning the wrong way, and he's going to be picked off on the play there by the Hastings College defense. So Jake Smith gets aboard with a single, and immediately he's picked off by Nick Schumann of Hastings. So it's now the base pads are empty here as Matt Cuellar takes a little half swing here, and he falls behind it. No balls and 2 strikes. So Hastings had a man picked off in the last half an inning there at second base. They get revenge here in inning number 4 on Doan as they pick off Jake Smith here in this inning. So now there's one man out. And nobody aboard as the next pitch is going to be a fastball out wide for a ball, and it's 1-2 strikes. So 1-2 the count to Matt Cuellar for Doan. He's got 10 base hits and 41 trips to the plate so far this season. There's a bouncing ball, a high hop off of the glove of Reed Stone at third base, and Cuellar is going to be safe. So Cuellar is safe. That was a huge chop just off of the glove.
Adam Tui.
Off of the glove of Reed Stone at third base. They're going to give him a base hit into play. So Cuellar is aboard at first. And now Adam Tui comes to the plate next. This is the third time that Tui's been up there here in the first four innings. He's grounded out twice. Once to the shortstop and once to the second baseman. So now Doan has got a man on. One man out here in the fourth. They've already got a 2-0 lead over Hastings College in this elimination ball game. As Adam Tui waits here on the pitch, ball hit right by the first baseman, Michael Lockerbie, in the right field, picked up by Schrod. Around second base, heading for third is going to be Quaylar, and a double down the right field line by Adam Tui. So Tui gets a double, and now Doan is in business again here in the fourth inning as Quaylar ends up at third base on the play. Adam Tui is on at second base, and now coming to the plate is going to be Dylan Matthews. Matthews has been hit by a pitch, and he has grounded out
the
so
right
far
fielder,
in this
Dylan
ball game.
Matthews
has a batting average of .367 on the season. With runners on the base pads, he is at .356. And now the Broncos have got some guys warming up again, hustling down to the bullpen as Hastings in some trouble here in the fourth inning with runners on at second and third base and only one man out. There's a pitch by Nick Schumann. It's going to be inside for a ball. There's one ball and no strikes now to Dylan Matthews. Matthews batting here from the left-hand side. He's got 15 doubles to his credit, 3 triples, and 6 home runs for his extra base hits. Next pitch is hit on the ground. Lockerbie grabs it at first base. He runs over and touches the bag, and that's his second out. Runners stay put at second and third base. Michael Lockerbie makes the play there for Hastings. Does his job.
Liam Bedford.
Liam Bedford coming to the plate next for the Doan College Tigers. He's batting in the number 3 position. He had a single back there in the third inning. Had a stolen base and scored a run. Popped one to the second baseman in inning number 1. And now we've got Steve Sponberg again coming out of the Hastings dugout, making his way back out to the pitcher's mound just to make sure, I think, that we know what's going on here and what the situation is. We've got 2 men out in the fourth inning of play. We've got runners on at second and third base. Quaylar is over there at third base. Adam Tui is on at second base, and the Broncos are already down by a couple of runs. And Hastings is not really a team that can cut 4 or 5 runs down. At least they haven't shown that so far this season as we're into our 45th ball game of the season. Hastings hasn't won back-to-back games since we got back from Arizona. And Hastings would have to win back-to-back games here today if they want to continue their season on into Saturday. So the Broncos up against a major challenge here today against one of the better teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in Doan here in game number 1. And waiting in the wings, if they happen to win this ball game, will be Morningside, the team that beat them yesterday. So the conference is short-lived as Steve Sponberg makes his way back off of the hill, back into the first base dugout. And coming in now is going to be Bedford. He's waiting here at the plate. Liam Bedford, the catcher here for Doan. He's 1 out of 2 so far today. Average now at .413 in the season as he takes a pitch on the inside corner for a strike. So Bedford falls behind it. No balls and 1 strike. Chance to do some damage here. Bedford has got 52 RBIs already to his credit this season. Runners are on at second and third base. Schumann's pitch is hit on the ground. Chopper towards Stone at third. Grabs it, goes across the diamond in time. And Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done.
For the Tigers,
Reed Stone,
no runs on 3 hits,
he
no
makes
errors.
The play on the ball at third base. Goes across the diamond to record the out on Bedford. Doan, they score no runs in that fourth inning of play. Hastings gives up the 3 base hits. They had no errors in the inning and a couple of men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Doan College 2, Hastings College nothing.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. every sport done right. 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball action here today on 1230 KHAS from the baseball championships and the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We're in Crete this afternoon. Day number two.
Leading off
after Hastings lost yesterday to Morningside 6-0.
First baseman Micah Lockerbie.
Micah Lockerbie is going to lead things off for Hastings here in the fourth. So now the Broncos have gone 12 innings without scoring here. And that's the baseball championship after being shut out yesterday. They've gone the first three innings without scoring here. So it'll be Michael Lockerbie trying to change all that here in the fourth inning. We got 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order for the Broncos to face Spencer Pugh. Michael Lockerbie, the first baseman, he grounded out his first time up there. His batting average is now sitting at .329 on the season. He pops this one up out of the outfield, out in right field. Matthews comes on and he makes the catch. So Michael Lockerbie is going to fly out to the right fielder, Dylan Matthews, to start off this fourth inning of play. And now Jake Steets is going to come to the plate. Steets, he grounded out his first time up there. Batting average now at .274 on the season. So Steets, he waits here in the right-hand batter's box as Spencer Pugh looks in for the sign. He's got it. There's a fastball that misses outside, and the count is at 1-0. Nick Studer is your first baseman for Doan. Jet Durr is at second base. Tommy Anderson is at shortstop. Jake Smith is at third base. Kevin Clausen in left field. Adam Tuohy is out in center, and Dylan Matthews is out in right field, with Liam Bedford behind the plate and Spencer Pugh on the hill this afternoon for Doan. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, 2-0 the count. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The next pitch by Pugh is going to be hit in the air out towards center. Tuohy moves to his left to look up there, and he grabs it for the second out. So Steets, he flies out to a center field. That's the second out of this fourth inning of play. And now Reed Stone comes up there next. Stone is the Sutton product here, playing for head coach Steve Sponberg, who spent a lot of time there in the Sutton. Now the head coach for Hastings College. Reed Stone takes a whack at that one and sends it out to left field. It's going to curve, though, I think, in foul territory. That's the case. Hit that baby hard, but in foul territory. By the way, Morningside, they lost the first ball game today to Dakota Wesleyan, losing by the score of 8-3. And it was the coach's son, Coach Sponberg's son, Lance Sponberg. He took the loss for Morningside in that first ball game today. So Morningside has dropped down to the elimination ball. Play the winner of this one coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon, or shortly thereafter. There's the next pitch to Stone. That ball is going to be hit toward right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Picked up there by Tuohy. He gets it back to the infield, so they're going to hold him to just a single here. As Reed Stone, he gets his second base hit of the ball game here for Hastings College. He's on board now at first base. And now Nick Williams will come to the plate next for Hastings. So Nick Williams comes to the plate for Hastings. He had a single back there as well back in the second inning of play. He'll bat from the right-hand side as Reed Stone will take his lead down there at first base as a pitch comes in there from Spencer Pugh. That's going to be down low and in the dirt. Grabbed there by Liam Bedford behind the plate. Nick Williams with runners on the base pads. Pretty good. He's batting .500. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. First base side. And the count is at 0-2 now to Williams. Grant Krause would be next. Reed Stone got good speed over there at first base, but when you're down 2-0 in the fourth, probably not running here. There's a throw to first base. Close, but not in time. Spencer Pugh, a left-handed thrower as well, so the lefties today getting some good looks at first base. Nick Schumann for Hastings has already picked off a man over at first base. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away here at the plate. And the count is still at 0-2 to Nick Williams. Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHIS. Doan got a home run in the second inning of play to grab the lead. They tacked on one more sacrifice fly in the third inning, and the Tigers are out on top of Hastings by the score of 2-0 here in this one. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Actually, there's 1-2. Now it's even up at 2-2. So 2-2 the count now to Nick Williams playing out in left field for Hastings College here today. Williams taking a couple of practice swings. Reed Stone taking his lead down there at first base. Studer holds him on. Here's Pewter to the plate with a fastball that misses, and now they count 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings had no base runners in the first as the first 3 guys struck out here in the ballgame. We had runners on at first and second base in the second inning, did not score. Had runners on at first and second base in the third inning with nobody out and did not score. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball is hit right on by the shortstop, Anderson, in the left field. So that's a base hit there by Nick Williams. Now Hastings got runners on again. It's a first and second base. Now with 2 men out. And now Grant Krause will come to the plate next.
The catcher, Grant.
So Reed
Krause.
Stone and Nick Williams have accounted for 4 base hits here in the ball game today. In fact, they've accounted for all 4 of the hits that Hastings has recorded. Or actually 4 out of the 5 hits that Hastings has recorded in this ball game today. Now we'll see what Grant Krause can do next. He struck out his last time up there in the second inning. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's 1 ball and no strikes. So 1-0 to Krause. His batting average is now sitting at .266 on the season. And now the head man for the Doan College Tigers is going to come out and talk with Spencer Pugh, the pitcher here for Doan. Nobody warming up in the bullpen, so this is just a settle-down session here today as Jorgensen, the head coach for Doan, makes his way out of the pitcher's mound here for the Tigers. Again, the programming note here, Hastings College Baseball and 1230 KHAS. We've got Nebraska baseball coming up today. Huskers have an afternoon game as well as they're going to open up a 3-game series with the Northwestern Wildcats in Evanston, Illinois. You can catch the Huskers this afternoon on ESPN 1550 KICS. Pregame show begins at 2:30 this afternoon with a first pitch at 3:05. And the Huskers on ESPN 1550 KICS today. So Spencer Pugh is going to stay out there. Runners on at first and second base for Hastings. In the bottom of the fourth, there's a ball hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up there third by Tui. Here comes the runner around third base to the plate, and he is in there safely. Reed Stone comes around from second base to score, and the Broncos finally break through here as Grant Krause gets an RBI single for Hastings. He drives that one to center field. So Krause gets aboard. Nick Williams ends up at second base on the play. And now Ty O'Brien comes to the plate next. So Hastings went 12 2/3 innings here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference without scoring. But it was Grant Krause getting an RBI single here in this fourth inning of play. And now it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of Doan. And now running down at first base for Hastings is going to be Nicholas Chavez. So Chavez running for the catcher, Grant Krause, down there at the first base. Hastings with runners on at first and second. 2 men out here in the inning as Ty O'Brien comes to the plate next, and the pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It is now 1 ball and no strikes to O'Brien. His batting average at .273 on the season. He walked back there in the third inning of play. And he's the guy that was picked off at second for Hastings while he was on the base pads. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. And the count down to Ty O'Brien is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike. Wonder this, you know, ball game plays again at 3 o'clock this afternoon against the Morningside Mustangs, who lost earlier today here in the Doan bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championship. 1 ball and 1 strike. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. 1-2 now. That's Ty O'Brien. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings. We'll see Ryan Schrod next if he can get aboard, followed by Donato Santos. Spencer Pugh comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And now the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Doan will play him pretty much as straightaway in the outfield here. As Ty O'Brien gets ready for the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. That's going to be inside for a ball. A good stop there by Liam Bedford behind the plate. So now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings trying to battle back here in this fourth inning of play. They now trail by a score of 2-1 in this elimination ball game. Spencer Pugh again comes set. Runners on at first and second. Now he steps off of the rubber. Runners go back to their respective bags. Nobody up in tossing the ball around yet in the bullpen for Doan down here on the third base side. Spencer Pugh with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes, and now O'Brien is going to back out of the batter's box here for Hastings. Takes a couple of practice swings. Now he's digging back in there, touches the plate with his club. Now waiting on the pitch from Spencer Pugh. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch is swung on, fouled, third base side. So the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ty O'Brien back out of the batter's box, readjust his batting glove. Now he's set to go. O'Brien so far this season has driven home 10 runs. He's got 2 doubles for his extra base hits. Here comes the 3-2 pitch just outside, and he walks him. So a walk, and Hastings has the bases loaded here in the fourth. Now coming to play is going to be Ryan Schrod. So Ty O'Brien gets a base on balls. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Nicholas Chavez. Williams is over at third base, and now Ryan Schrod comes to the plate next. So Ryan Schrod, he had a single back there in the third inning of play. He takes a look at the pitch here. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now no place to put to Ryan Schrod. 2 base on balls so far for Spencer Pugh. 2 base on balls and 5 strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. That's now 1 ball and 1 strike. 2-1 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here. The fourth inning of play in the elimination ball game of the GPAC tournament. Next pitch is going to be a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ryan Schrod now with a batting average of .354 in the season. Had that single back in the third. He struck out in the first inning of play. Runners at first and third base here for Hastings College. Ryan Schrod waits, and the next pitch can be fouled away back over the screen, out of play. The guy remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bases are loaded here in the fourth inning. Williams is at third base. Chavez is on at second base, and Ty O'Brien is at first base. There's another chopper, but it's going to be in foul territory, first base side. So Hastings with a chance to maybe grab the lead here in the fourth with a base hit from Ryan Schrod. He's done the job this year on this leadoff position. Ryan Schrod waiting on the pitch here. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pugh comes set, fires one to the plate. That's going to just miss outside. Boos and ahs from the crowd, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Schrod. Spencer Pugh trying to wiggle himself out of a jam here in this fourth inning of play. The bases loaded up for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be inside. Again, it just misses. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So now it's 3-2. Hastings doing all this damage with the 2 men out. And now the runners will be going on the pitch. 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 men out. Schrod waits. There go the runners. The pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks home a run. So a base on ball is delivered up there by Pugh. That produces a run, and the Broncos are right back into the ball game now. It's a 2-2 contest. Nick Williams comes in and taps the plate.
Center fielder Donato Santos.
Santos up to the plate next for Hastings. Nick Chavez heads over to third base. Ty O'Brien is now on at second. Ryan Schrod is on at first base. Donato Santos comes to the plate next for Hastings, and he takes a strike here. Nothing and one. So now it's a 2-2 ball game between Hastings and Doan in this elimination ball game here today. Santos coming to the plate. He drills that one to right field. That's a base hit. Matthews picks it up. 1 run scores, and that's all they're going to get is Steve Sponberg. Holds up the base runner there at third base, but an RBI single there by Donato Santos, and Hastings all of a sudden has the lead here in the fourth inning. Chavez comes in from third base to score to make it a 3-2 ball game now. Ty O'Brien is over there at the third base for Hastings. Ryan Schrod moves along to second. At first base is Donato Santos.
Drew McGee.
And now Drew McGee comes to the plate next. So an RBI single by Donato Santos, and Hastings College has plated 3 runs here in the fourth inning. They've got a 3-2 lead as Drew McGee comes up there next. And he is hit by a pitch. Drew McGee is hit by a pitch, and that drives home another run. O'Brien comes in from third base to score to make it a 4-2 ball game now in favor of the Broncos. Stroud moves along to third base. Santos is on at second. Drew McGee is beamed by a pitch here. And now we're going to have a conference again. The infield's going to come in here and try to settle Spencer Pugh down a little bit. So the Tigers giving up four runs here in this fourth inning of play. The Broncos all of a sudden have a 4-2 advantage over Doan. And that's going to bring up Michael Lockerbie for the second time here in this inning. So the Broncos have battered around here in this fourth inning. Lockerbie, he flew out to right field to begin everything here in this inning. In fact, Lockerbie and Steets started off the inning by flying out to right and flying out to center. And the Broncos have sent seven guys to the plate since then. So Lockerbie comes up there here in the fourth inning. He hits that one toward right field. Going back will be the second baseman, though, Jed Durr, and he grabs it on the run, and the inning is finally over.
Four runs on four hits, no errors, and three left on base for Hastings.
Three men left on base. The Broncos have the lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The score is Hastings College 4 and Doan 2.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. And Dana and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Leading off for the Tigers, first base.
Hastings College baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. So the Broncos have plated four runs in the fourth inning, and now Hastings playing with a lead for the first time here in this tournament. 4-2 is the score. As we head to inning number five here today, Doan is the visiting team, despite playing here in Crete. There's a bouncing ball toward O'Brien at short, scoops it up, and he goes to first base. That's in time. Nick Studer is retiring the play from short to first. Now here comes Kevin Clausen up there next. Clausen's the guy that hit the home run back there in the second inning of play. And also he had a sacrifice fly in the third to produce another run. So he's accounted for both of the runs here for Doan in this ball game. 4-2 is the score as we play here in the fifth inning of play. Still out there for Hastings, Nick Schumann. Andrew Kuda is warming up in the last inning, but Schumann comes out and throws here in the fifth and gets a Studer to ground out to start things off. As they go to work here on Kevin Clausen, he takes his strike here, and it's nothing in two. And the winner of this ball game will play another game at 3 o'clock today or shortly after 3 against the Morningside Mustangs. They're winning in the wings here after losing to Dakota Wesleyan earlier today. There's a ball hit right by O'Brien at shortstop in the left field. So Kevin Clausen gets aboard again here for the Doan College Tigers with a single to left field. And that's going to bring up Tommy Anderson next.
Anderson,
he had a base on balls back there in the second inning of play. Had a single in the third. Doan so far has got to eight base hits now in the ball game. Hastings has recorded 7. Broncos have the lead here in this one by a score of 4-2 as a fastball comes outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tommy Anderson, his batting average now sitting at .363 on the season. With runners on the base pads, he's got an average of .337. Taking a lead down there at first is Clausen. Here comes the pitch to the plate. He's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike down to Tommy Anderson. Hastings College at 22-22 in the season, losing a couple of games to Doan earlier this year. A doubleheader played in Crete, 5-3 and 7-1. That was back on April the 3rd. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. The count is sitting at 1-2. So 1-2 the count to Tommy Anderson. This is numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order to face Nick Schumann here in this fifth inning. Jet Durr is scheduled up there next, and we'll see Jake Smith. Base runner is on at first base. That's Clausen. He takes the lead. There's a pitch. It's a check swing. It's going to be down low. Now a quick throw down to first base. Not in time. Diving back in there was Clausen. The pitch was down low, and the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. In windy conditions here today in Crete, blowing in on the hitters from right field. 66 degrees at game time with a mostly cloudy sky. Had some intermittent light rain throughout the first ball game today, but nothing doing here for game number two. There's a throw over to first base, not in time. Lockerbie applies the tag, but back in there was Kevin Clausen. Doan batting here in the top half of the fifth inning with one man out. Now they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2 to Hastings College. Nick Schumann comes set, fires one to the plate. The ball is hit towards second. It's going to be over the head off of the glove of Jake Steets in the right field. Schrott picks it up and goes to second, but that's not in time. Tommy Anderson gets aboard here for Doan. Steets, he elevates there at second base, climbs the ladder but can't grab it there. It's going to be a base hit. Going to be a base hit there for Tommy Anderson. So back-to-back singles now. Or Doan as Clausen heads down to second base on the play. Anderson is aboard at first base. Jed Durr comes to the plate next. Doan, one of the better hitting teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So I don't think 4 runs are going to be enough here for Hastings. The Tigers very good on the as far as their offense is concerned. In fact, they've got 8 of their 9 guys in the starting lineup today with a batting average over 300. Jed Durr takes his strike there, and it's nothing and one to Durr. He's the second baseman for Doan. Here in this baseball game here today, Jake Smith is in the on-deck circle. Tigers have 2 men out. Actually, 1 man out here in this fifth inning of play. There's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike right on the outside corner. There's nothing in two to Jed Durr. With runners in scoring position, Durr on the season is sitting at 298. And his season batting average is sitting at 333 on the season. Durr is in the left-hand batter's box here. Hastings will not hold the base runners on at first and second base with only 1 man out. Jed Durr waiting on the pitch here from Nick Schumann, and now he steps off with a rubber and wants to have a little conversation here with his catcher, Grant Krause. Krause behind the dish for Hastings here in this first ball game. Michael Lockerbie is at first base. Jake Steets is at second base. Ty O'Brien at shortstop, and Reed Stone is over at third base. Nick Williams, Donato Santos, and Ryan Trodd out of the outfield from left to right. So Jed Durr has a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes here. Doan with runners on at first and second base. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right center field. Going back is going to be Santos. He grabs the ball, and the runners will stay put. So Jed Durr drives that baby deep into center field.
Jake Smith.
But it's grabbed there by Donato Santos. And now Jake Smith comes up there next. Now there's 2 men out here in the inning. As Smith will come to the plate next. He's been a tough out for the Broncos as he's got a couple of singles so far here in this ball game. Now he stumps up there with runners on at first and second base. So Jake Smith up there for the Tigers. He's driven home 14 runs so far this year. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit and a triple for his extra base hits. As a breaking pitch comes in there, it's going to hang inside for a ball, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Jake Smith up there, he's batting just 240 when there's 2 men out. That's for the season. So he's going to try to do some damage here for Doan. The Tigers are trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2. The Hastings College, the Broncos, came up with 4 runs in the last inning. Next pitch by Schumann is going to be a fastball. It's going to stay out wide for a ball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-0 the count here. Schumann would like to get out of the inning because you don't want to load up the bases for the top of the order to come up there for the Doan College Tigers. They are very dangerous, especially their 2, 3, and 4 hitters. As mentioned in the pregame show by head coach Steve Sponberg, Jake Smith has a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes here. Waits on the next pitch from Schumann, fouled away back to the screen. And a count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. Runners on in scoring position. Jake Smith has got a batting average of .341 for the season. Stands back in there as Schumann gets his sign from his catcher, Kraus. He comes set on the mound now. Looks to the runner at second base. Delivers to the plate. Way outside for ball. Quick throw down to first base. That's not in time. Getting back in there for Doan was Tommy Anderson. Lockerbie not holding him on, but he snuck in there after the pitch was delivered. Play was close at first base. So now the count is sitting at 3-1 to Jake Smith, the number 8 hitter in the batting order. Schumann comes set again, fires one to the plate. That's in there for a strike in the outside corner. Now 3-2 with 2 men out. So the Tiger runners will be going on the pitch here. Schumann needs to come home here for the Broncos. 4-2 is the score. Hastings has the lead. Schumann comes set. Rockets one to the plate. The ball's going to be fouled away. Everybody has to go back. Runners were going. Tommy Anderson is back at first base. Clausen is on at second base here for the Tigers. And the count is still at 3-2 here to Jake Smith. Again, Schumann gets his sign, comes to his belt. Here comes a pitch to the plate. Swung out and foul tapped again. Back to the screen. So Jake Smith hangs in there for the Tigers. 3-2. He'll try it again. Nick Schumann climbs back on top of the hill here. Jake Smith winning. Here comes the pitch inside, and it just misses inside. It's going to be a base on balls delivered up there, and that baby just misses inside. And now the base is loaded. Clausen heads down to third base on the play. Tommy Anderson is on at second base. Smith is on at first base. Matt Cuellar comes to the plate next. He has walked, and he has singled so far in the ball game. And now Andrew Kuda again is up in the Bronco bullpen. Throwing for Hastings with the bases juiced here in this fifth inning of play. There's a Cuellar to the plate now. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be hit toward right field. Ryan Schrod looks up. Ryan Schrod grabs it, and the inning is over.
For the Tigers, no runs on two hits.
Matt Cuellar flies out
we go to, the bottom
to
of the
Ryan Schrod out in the right field, and
games.
The inning is over. Doan scores no runs in the inning on a couple of base hits. No errors on Hastings. 3 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score. Hastings 4, Doan 2.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings batting now here in the fifth inning of play. Jake Steets on the second pitch that he sees. Sends it out to right field, and it's going to be grabbed out there for the first out. So Jake Steets is retired out of play as he
Reed Stone
flies out to right field. He's now 0-3 in the ball game here today. Here comes Reed Stone up there next. If you're just joining us, Doan got on the scoreboard first with a home run in the second inning of play. They added one in the third to make it a 2-0 ball game. Hastings comes back with 4 of their own in the fourth inning of play. 4 runs on 4 base hits as Hastings sent 10 guys to the plate. And now we're in the fifth inning. Hastings still leading by a score of 4-2. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Durr has got it. He goes over and records the out on Reed Stone. So Reed is retired in the play from second to first base. And now Nick Williams comes up there next. Reed Stone has had 2 base hits for Hastings in this ball game. And this guy here, Nick Williams, has also recorded a couple of base hits, a couple of singles. He has scored a run for the Broncos, as Williams comes to the plate now with a batting average of 269 on the season. With two men out in the tournament, he's hitting at a 667 clip. So Nick Williams has had some success here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tournament. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is sitting at two balls and no strikes to Nick Williams. Grant Krause would follow him, then Ty O'Brien. Two men out here in the fifth. Next pitch is going to be hit down the line at right field. It's going to curve, though, into foul territory, and it gets out of play. So two balls and one strike. Winner of this ball game will move on to a second elimination game today. It would go shortly after 3 o'clock. They would face the Morningside Mustangs, a team that lost to the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in the first game earlier this morning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 3 balls and 1 strike. Hastings lost to Morningside yesterday in the opening round of the tournament, 6-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there by Pugh. It's going to be on the outside corner for a strike. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Spencer Pugh still out there for Doan. 3 strikeouts, actually 5 strikeouts now. He's got 3 walks in this ball game. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's swung on and chopped foul on the third base side. The count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. This guy we're seeing today for Doan, he's undefeated on the season. He is at 6-0. Coming into the ball game here today. Hastings out on top right now by a score of 4-2. Next pitch is going to be fouled away here by Nick Williams, and the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings with 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors in the ball game. They've left 6. Doan has got 2 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They've left 10 so far in the ball game. As the next pitch popped up, first base side, foul territory. Studer across the foul line grabs it, and it's a 1-2-3 inning here for Hastings College as Nick Williams fouls out to the first baseman. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to inning number 6 with a score, Hastings 4, Doan 2.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off, delivery is free, and with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Crete, Hastings College baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. And a programming note, Nebraska also playing an afternoon game today as the Huskers are on the road in Evanston, Illinois, taking on Northwestern. You can catch the action today on ESPN 1550 KICS. Pregame show begins at 2:30 with the first pitch set for 3:05 this afternoon. So Hastings College and Doan as we enter inning number 6 here today. This is the top of the 6th inning. Adam Tui and the top of the order coming up here for the Tigers as Tui squares around the bunt and pulls it back here. And we'll take a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Tui so far today, he's got a double in his 3 trips to the plate. He's grounded out the other 2 times. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball, 2-0 the count. So Schumann stays out there for Hastings. Schumann has walked 3 guys. He's not struck out anybody yet. Gave up that home run in the second inning of play. There's a bouncing ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count is at 2 balls and 1 strike. Doan scoring in the second and third innings. Hastings scoring all 4 of their runs in the fourth. That's the way we stand. 4-2 as we play in the top half of the sixth inning. Schumann winds and delivers. Next pitch to the plate outside for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes. So Adam Tui leading things off here for the Doan College Tigers. Should be 2-2 the count here to Chewy, here comes the next pitch from Schumann. It's hit on the ground, right side. Picked up there by Steets at second. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. Good play there by Jake Steets. Moves to his left toward the bag at first base to grab that one. Grabs it on the edge of the outfield grass and gets it over to Michael Lockerbie to record the out. That's going to bring up Dylan Matthews next for Doan. Matthews is the right fielder. He's been hit by a pitch. He is grounded out once. He's hit one back to the first baseman. So he's 0 for 2 officially here in this ball game as Dylan Matthews started the day with a batting average of .366. Lays down a bunt. Could be trouble. Lockerbie comes on. Lockerbie bobbles the ball. And Dylan Matthews is going to be safe. So Michael Lockerbie tries to make a play on the ball at first base there for Hastings. Can't do it as it falls out of his glove. And Dylan Matthews is going to be aboard here at first base for the Tigers. And that's going to bring up Liam Bedford next. Bedford is the catcher. Bedford, he's flown out to second base. He has singled, scored a run, had a stolen base in the third. He is grounded out in the fourth inning of play. They're going to give a base hit, I believe, to Dylan Matthews there on the play for Doan. So they got a man out at first base. Bedford comes to the plate next. He hammers that one down to left field line. That's going to be in foul territory. That's 11 base hits now for Doan. They've hammered the ball around, but just can't get anybody to the home plate here. They left two in the third inning of play, left two in the fourth, and left three in the fifth inning. Liam Bedford waiting here on the pitch that goes over to first base instead. Back in there is going to be Matthews for the Tigers. Dylan Matthews, 4 out of 6 in stealing bases so far this year for Doan. It's a good lead right now as a Nick Schumann comes set. Left-hander throws under the plate. The ball is going to be hit toward the outfield. It's going to be fielded there by our right fielder Ryan Schrott out in right center to record the out. So Bedford gives that baby a ride, but right at Ryan Schrott in the right field to record the out. Now Nick Studer comes to the plate next. Studer, he fouled out to the first baseman, Lockerbie, in the first inning of play. He had a single in the third, and he's grounded out in the fifth inning of play. So he's officially 1 for 3 here in this ball game. Batting average on the season is sitting at .338. For Studer, as a pitch comes way outside for a ball, and it's 1-0 the count. So Doan has got a base runner on here in the sixth inning of play. That's a Matthews down at first base, but now there's two men out. As Studer, the number 4 hitter, is at the plate now for the Tigers. Waving the club here as he waits on the pitch from Nick Schumann. He hits that one out toward left center field. It's long, it's deep, and that baby is up against the wall. And a nice grab out there by Nick Williams. Nick Williams grabs that ball right in front of the fence out there at about 380 feet away. Saves the day there for the Broncos as Nick Studer flies out to a left field for Doan to end the inning. No runs on a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score, Hastings College 4, Doan 2.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Crete, it's the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships on 1230 KHAS. Broncos have the lead over the Doan College Tigers, a team that finished second in the conference race here this year behind Briar Cliff. Doan beat Hastings earlier this season in a couple of ball games here in Crete, but Hastings has the lead now as we head to the sixth inning of play. Grant Krause will lead things off for Hastings, then Ty O'Brien, and we'll see the top of the order, and Ryan Schrott. Ball hit to the left side, picked up by Anderson, his shortstop, long throw to first base, in time by a half a step over at first. Browns got down the line. A nice throw by Tommy Anderson. A quick throw from a shortstop, and they retire Grant Krause over at first base. Ty O'Brien comes up there next for Hastings. He's walked a couple of times so far today. O'Brien still sitting at 273 is his batting average this year. As O'Brien comes up there for the third time today and will take his strike in the outside corner. Nothing and one. Ryan Schrod would be next. Hastings now with one man out here in the sixth inning of play. Here's an attempt to bunt that's going to be fouled away. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Broncos sitting at 22-22 in the season, trying to stave off elimination here this afternoon. The Tigers at 33-14. Don't went undefeated in the conference a year ago. This year they were 12-8. There's a ball that's going to be lying first base side out of play. And the count goes, it remains at no balls and two strikes here to Ty O'Brien for Hastings. He's got a couple of walks so far today. He's got six walks on the season. He's got 10 strikeouts. Waiting on the 0-2 pitch here from Spencer Pugh that has went all the way here for Doan in this ball game. The next pitch is going to be outside, a fastball that misses. 1-2 the count. Spencer Pugh has got five strikeouts. He's got three walks so far today. Here's the next pitch outside for another ball. Now the count is even up at two balls and two strikes. Top of the order would be next year for Hastings. Ty O'Brien digs back in. Spencer Pugh looking for the sign from Bedford. He's got it. Next pitch is outside for another ball. So after two quick strikes, three straight balls there by Spencer Pugh. And now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. Steve Sponberg down in the third base coaching box here for Hastings looking on. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. The count remains at three balls and two strikes. Bronco Baseball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Three balls and two strikes here to Ty O'Brien. Spencer Pugh winds and delivers. Next pitch head on the ground. Anderson has got it at shortstop. His throw to first base. That's going to be in time. So back-to-back plays there by the shortstop for Doan, Tommy Anderson. And they record a couple of outs here as Ryan Schrod comes to the plate next. Schrod is the right fielder for Hastings. He walked his last time up there at inning number four. Had a single in the third, and he struck out in the first. 1-for-2 officially here in this ballgame as he takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Ryan Schrod. With two men out in the tournament so far, he's hitting a .500. There's a bouncing ball towards second. Durr has got it. He goes to first, and the Broncos retired in order here in the sixth inning of play. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to inning number seven with a score. Hastings College 4, Doan 2.
Is your equipment too big to go into your shed? You don't have to leave your valuable machinery outside all the time. So now's the time to give Square Deal Lumber and Hardware a call. Let Gene or Colby help you design a shed, shop, or garage. Check them out on the web at buysquaredeal.com or call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 to request a free quote. Know the difference. Compare the Astro advantages before you buy any building. Buysquaredeal.com. Check them out today.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Crete, the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos have the lead over Doan. The score is 4-2 as we head to the top half of the seventh inning here today. We've got numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order for Doan. Kevin Clausen, Tommy Anderson, and Jed Durr. The face of Nicholas Schumann, who is still out there for Hastings College. Andrew Cooter's been up and throwing a couple of innings here in a row for Hastings, but so far Schumann has went all the way for the Broncos. Three base on balls and no strikeouts. Doan has got 11 base hits in the ballgame. They have 11 guys on the base pads as well. But Hastings still has a 4-2 lead. Doan has not scored since the third inning. So here's Kevin Klassen back up there for Doan to begin this seventh inning of play. He's the guy who hit the home run back there in the second inning. He's also the guy who had the sacrifice fly an inning later. So he's accounted for both runs here for the Tigers as he comes up there for the fourth time here today. Schumann goes to work on him. And there's a pitch to him. That's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Kevin Klassen for the Tigers. Klassen batting here from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Schumann on the way. Hit on the ground. Left side. Stone has got it at third. His long throw to first base in time. Kevin Klassen is retired into the play from third to first.
The shortstop, Tommy Anderson
comes up there next. Anderson has got a base on balls today, and he's got a couple of singles to his credit. As Anderson comes up there for the fourth time here this afternoon, he'll bat from the right-hand side as well. So it's a 4-2 ball game. Hastings College out on top. The winner plays again at 3 o'clock this afternoon against Morningside. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Anderson now with a batting average of .367 on the season, so he's raised his average with a couple of singles in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch. A fastball is going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 to count to Tommy Anderson. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away. Again, the dimensions here at the ballpark, 320 down the lines. It's 400 to straightaway center field and 380 to the power alleys. We had a home run in the power alleys earlier in this ball game. That was by Klassen. Gabe Doan a 1-0 lead. Added one in the third to make it 2-0, but then Hastings comes back with four in the fourth inning of play, and that's the way we stand right now. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Now Anderson is looking at a count of three balls and one strike. So Tommy Anderson trying to get a board here for Doan. Jed Durr would be next, and then Jake Smith as the Tigers bat here in the seventh inning of play. Doan, the visiting team here in this ball game today. Next pitch is way outside for a ball. That's a base on balls delivered up there by Nicholas Schumann. Now Jed Durr comes up there next. Durr so far today has hit into a double play. He's grounded out once, and he's also blown out to center field. So he's 0 for 3 today. Batting average on the season now sitting at .331 as he comes up there with a runner on at first base. Talk of the ball game given up by Nicholas Schumann. Now Jed Durr squares around the bunt, takes a pitch down low for a ball. Up out of his crouch behind the plate in a hurry was a Grant Krause, but no throw down to first base. So Jed Durr has got a count of one ball and no strikes here at the plate with a runner on at first base. Schumann comes set, fires one to the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball. Now it's 2-0. 2-0 the count. Now Krause is going to go out there and have a couple of words with his pitcher, Nicholas Schumann. With the runners on the base pads, Jed Durr is hitting at a .321 clip for the season. Again, his batting average on the year is sitting at .331. Grant Krause back behind the plate here for Hastings. Tommy Anderson is your base runner down there at first base. And now head coach Steve Sponberg is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound here for Hastings. And we'll see what coach elects to do here, protecting a 4-2 lead over the Tigers here in this elimination ball game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament. And Tommy Anderson, your base runner down there for the Doan College Tigers. Anderson is a good guy to have on the base pads here for Doan as well. He's 11 out of 13 swiping bases this year. Now we're going to have a pitching change here for Hastings College. So a pitching change coming up here as Nicholas Schumann is going to be knocked out of here in the seventh inning of play. We'll take a break. A pitching change in store. The score, Hastings College leading Doan to score 4-2.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Seeing award-winning vehicles every day is common at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Stop in for the award season event going on now. Great Plains has special 0% financing and factory rebates that will help you drive home in an award-winning vehicle with an award-winning deal. Put it on top of your list to attend this special event at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Shop local, save big at shopwheelerdealer.com. To subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. Shopwheelerdealer.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings will go with Andrew Kuda here in the seventh inning of play.
Jet Durr
is up there for the Doane College Tigers. So Andrew Kuda, 6-5 on the season. He's got one save. He's thrown 63 in a third innings, giving up 71 hits and 44 runs, 33 of those earned, 23 base on balls, 35 strikeouts. Good has been one of our mainstays as far as the pitching staff is concerned. He's thrown some big ball games for Hastings this year. Now Steve Sponberg will go to him in a relief role in the seventh inning with his team out on top by a score of 4-2, trying to stave off elimination in this ball game here today against the Doane College Tigers. So Jeff Durr will be the first man that he'll see here in the seventh inning. A runner is on at first base. That is Tommy Anderson. There's one man out here in the inning. As now Andrew Kuda, the Sandy Creek native, will go to work here. The ball is going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Calling for it is the third baseman, Stone. He comes in and makes the play. So Jet Durr flies out to the third baseman,
Jake Smith.
Reed Stone. And now the third baseman for Doane, Jake Smith, is going to come to the plate next. Now there's two men out here in the inning. Jake Smith, he's been on base all three times he's been up there. A couple of singles, and he walked his last time up there. So Jake Smith comes to the plate now for the Tigers with a man out at first base. Hastings out on top of this elimination ball game against Doane. The score is 4-2. Smith, he'll stand in from the right-hand side and take a look at the first pitch there from Andrew Kuda. That's going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Really can't save anything for the second game or tomorrow. You're playing for your season here today. Kuda obviously would have got the start for Hastings maybe in the game number two today. Or possibly tomorrow if Hastings can get into that round. But Steve Sponberg goes to one of his starters here, Andrew Kuda, in a relief role here today against the Doane College Tigers. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, 2-0 the count. If Hastings is fortunate to win this ball game, Xander Schmidt is going to get the call for the in game number two today, the St. Cecilia product. He'll start the second elimination ball game if Hastings can get there. Here's the next pitch to Jake Smith. It's going to be fouled away. And the count is sitting at 2-1. Hastings had the lead over Doane earlier this year in one of the ball games played during the regular season. Had the lead late in the contest before the Tigers came back and nipped the Broncos 5-3 in the first half of the doubleheader here on April 3rd. There's a bouncing ball back up to the middle, and it's going to be knocked down. But it's going to be off of the glove of the second baseman, Steets, in the left field. Running over to third base on the play is going to be Tommy Anderson, and ending up at second base is Jake Smith. Bouncing ball up through the middle of the second baseman for Hastings, Jake Steets was behind the bag to try to backhand the ball. He got it knocked down. Then went ricocheting off of his glove into left center field, and the Tigers take advantage of that as Jake Smith ends up at second base on the play.
Designated hitter Matt Cuellar.
Matt Cuellar comes to the plate next. So now runners are on at second and third base. And they're chalked up there on the Hastings College.
Running for Smith.
And now we're going to have a runner coming out to a run at second base for the Doane College Tigers. Bryce Rolick is going to come out and run at second base. And now Doane has got a lot of base bad speed over there as Cuellar, the designated hitter, comes to the plate next. He has walked, he is single, and he's flown out the right field. Two men out here in the seventh inning of play with Andrew Kuda on the mound for Hastings. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike down to Cuellar. He's the number nine hitter in the batting order, but his Average on the season is sitting at 256. With two men out on the season, he's at 286, though. There's another pitch that's in there, a fastball that's in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes. Matt Cuellar trying to do some damage here for Doan. The Tigers have left 11 guys in the base pads already in this ballgame. They've got two on in scoring position at second and third base. Here comes the 0-2 pitch outside for a ball, one and two. Rolick again is your base runner down there at the second base, running for Jake Smith. Tommy Anderson is 90 feet away. He's at third base for the Tigers. Andrew Kudo working from the stretch here for Hastings. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Called third strike in the outside corner. He strikes him out. And the inning is over. Doan leaves their 13th guys on the base pads now as they leave two. Here in the seventh inning of play as Cuellar strikes out against Andrew Kuda. So no runs here for the Tigers. In the seventh inning, no run, no hits. One error on Hastings. Two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Hastings 4, Doan 2.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Through Monday, Bruce Furniture helps you love your home. Storewide savings plus take an extra 10% off. Delivery is free. And with your good credit, there's special financing available for 24 months. See store for details. Special carpet clearance at our Kearney and Holdridge stores. Plus, purchase any premium carpet and pad and whole house installation is only $49. The Love Your Home sale ends Monday, only at Bruce Furniture. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
1230 KHAS.
I will move to the seventh inning of play. Santos on the very first pitch that he sees here in the inning sends it to the first baseman Studer, and he just steps on the bag to record the out. So a quick at-bat there by Donato Santos to lead off the bottom half of the seventh inning of play. Grounds out to the first baseman. And now Drew McGee comes up there next. McGee so far today has been hit by a pitch, and he's grounded out once, and he has struck out once. He's going to take a strike here, and it's nothing at one. Spencer Pugh has now retired to the last eight guys that he has faced, dating back to the fourth inning when Hastings scored those four runs. No balls and two strikes here to Drew McGee as he waits on the pitch. The next one's going to be fouled away. So Pugh, after giving up the four runs in the fourth, has mowed the Broncos down. Broncos going down in order in the fifth inning and the sixth. Now here in the seventh inning to begin the inning. Drew McGee waiting on the pitch here from Spencer Pugh. Spencer will work from the full windup after he gets his sign here from Bedford. And now Bedford's going to go out and have a quick conversation there with his pitcher. Okay, the winner of this ball game moves on to a second elimination game today. It's going to be shortly after 3 o'clock. Morningside waiting in the wings here. They'll play the winner of this one. Morningside lost earlier today to the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. So DWU, the only undefeated team left here on the Doan bracket of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships. They'll play tomorrow. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward right field. That's a Matthews as he settles under it and makes the catch. So Drew McGee flies out to right field. First Dylan Matthews Michael making the play. Lockerbie. Now Michael Lockerbie comes up there next. Lockerbie is 0 for 3 so far today. He's going back to the pitcher. He's flown out to right field, and he's popped one to the second baseman. Lockerbie's average now down to 3-0-3 on the season. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees, and it's nothing and one. To Michael Lockerbie as he bats here in the bottom half of this seventh inning of play. Lockerbie backs out of the batter's box and takes a look at head coach Steve Sponberg. Now he's ready to go again. There's an inside pitch there and a swing and a miss. Spencer Pugh had him all fooled there as Lockerbie way out in front of that one as the pitch came inside and has no balls and two strikes. Michael Lockerbie waiting. Here comes the next pitch, a fastball that's up around the shoulders outside the strike zone. One ball and two strikes. Nebraska playing today an afternoon ball game against Northwestern in Evanston, Illinois. You can catch the game today on ESPN 1550 KICS. Pregame show begins at 2:30 today with the first pitch at 3:05. Huskers trying to break a five-game losing streak. Next pitch is inside, 2-2 the count here. There's Lockerbie. He's going to hit that one to left field for a base hit. Over the outstretched glove of Jake Smith at third base. So Lockerbie gets his first base hit of the ball game. He's aboard now for Hastings. That's going to bring up Jake Steets next. So Lockerbie gets aboard at first base. And now Steve Sponberg is going to come down and talk with Jake Steets. He may look for a pinch hitter, perhaps a pinch runner over there for Lockerbie at first base. Hastings out on top by a score of 4-2. And that's going to be the case. We're going to have a pinch runner over there at first base. Coming on for the Broncos is going to be Brandon Utrep. Brandon Utrep will be your courtesy runner over there at first base for Hastings. Jake Steets is going to be your batter for Hastings College. Steets so far in the ball game is 0-3. He has grounded out once. He's flown out to center field and he's flown out to right field. So now Utrep is your base runner at first base for Hastings. Jake Steets will come to the plate now for the Broncos. Steets in the tournament so far, he is batting average at .000. Has not recorded a base hit with runners on the base pads or with two men out in the inning. So Steets needs to come up with a big base hit here for Hastings. 4-2 is the score. The Broncos have the lead as the first pitch is in there for a strike. Now Pugh throws it over to first base. That's not in time as Studer applies the tag for Doan. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today between Hastings and Doan. Next pitch is going to be way outside by Pugh. And the count is now at 1-1 here to Jake Steets. Reed Stone is scheduled up there next. He's out in the on-deck circle here for the Broncos. Spencer Pugh comes set. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Swung on. The ball is hit towards center field. And drifting back and grabbing the ball out there is going to be Tui. And the inning is over as Jake Steets flies out to center to end the inning. Hastings scores no runs, a base hit, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the eighth inning of play now with a score. Doan trailing Hastings. It's the Broncos 4 and the Tigers 2.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2014-2015 season. So the Tigers trailing Hastings College here. The score is 4-2 as we head to the eighth inning of play here this afternoon. Adam Tui, Dylan Matthews and Leon Bedford, the top three guys in the batting order to come to the plate here against Andrew Kuda, is now on in relief of our starter here this afternoon, Nick Schumann. So Andrew Kuda goes to work here, and the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Adam Tui. Tui so far today has grounded out a couple of times. He recorded a double in the fourth inning of play, and he grounded out in the sixth. He's 1-for-4 so far. Next pitch by Andrew Kuda is going to be outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. So Tui, Matthews, and Bedford, and Studer. Four dangerous guys in the batting order here for Doan in this eighth inning of play as the Tigers, the hometown team here, trying to battle back here. There's a high fly ball. It's going to stay in the infield. It's going to be grabbed there by the second baseman, Steets, on the edge of the infield grass. So Tui, he flies out to second base. Now Dylan Matthews comes up there next.
Dylan Matthews,
he's been hit by a pitch. He's grounded out once. He's grounded out again. He's had a single. So he's 1-for-3 officially for the Tigers. He'll bat here from the left-hand side as Andrew Kuda will see Matthews for the first time here this afternoon. There's a pitch to him. The ball's going to be hit toward left field. That's going to get down for a base hit. It could be extra bases. Around the bag at first, on his way to second base, is going to be Matthews. He's in there easily as the ball is picked up by Nick Williams out in left field. Dylan Matthews sends a double down the line for Doan. And now the Tigers have a man on here in this eighth inning of play with only one man out. Here's Leon Bedford coming to the plate next. These 2, 3, and 4 hitters are very dangerous here for the Tigers. They have not shown it so far today, but you just know that they're about ready to tee off on somebody. Bedford so far, he's got a single and 4 trips to the plate. He's flown out to second base. He's grounded out once, and he's flown out to right field in his 4 plate appearances. Scored a run in the 3rd inning of play. There's a ball hit toward left field. Look out. Going back. It is out of here. Home run. Leon Bedford homers here for the Doan College Tigers in the 8th inning of play to tie this ball game up. A 2-run home run by Bedford. That's the 2nd home run of this ball game for the Tigers. And we told you just like that. Leon Bedford hits a home run here for the Tigers, and it's a 4-4 ball game. Giving up against Andrew Kuda. So Bedford hits the home run. That's his 5th home run of the season for the Tigers. That is over the fence at 320 feet away out in left field. And Doan has come right back, and they have tied the ball game up at 4 runs apiece now with one man out in the 8th inning of play. There's the ball hit toward the right field. That one is deep as well. Going back is Strahd, and he grabs it for the out on Nick Studer. That one was hit hard the other direction out to right field, but Studer flies out to right.
The left fielder, Kevin Clausen.
Now Kevin Clausen comes up there next. He's the guy that hammered the other one back in the 2nd inning of play. He hit that one out to the left field as well. So a 2-run home run by Liam Bedford has tied this ball game up at 4 runs apiece in the 8th inning of play. Clausen takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Kevin Clausen homered in the 2nd. Laid down his sacrifice, actually a sacrifice fly in the 3rd inning of play to produce another run. Had a single in the 5th, and he grounded out in the 7th inning of play. So Clausen up there now here in the 8th inning. The count to him is at 1-1. Next pitch is swung on, tap foul. Clausen's batting average is now at .384 on the season. With 2 men out, he's sitting at .302 though. Andrew Kuda will go to work here on Kevin Clausen, the number 5 hitter in the batting order. There's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out of the ballgame. So Kuda records his second strikeout of the ballgame and also gives up the 2-run home run to Liam Bedford. And we're tied up now in the 8th inning of play. Go to the bottom of the 8th with a score. Hastings 4 and Doan 4.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your 5 Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture, from the banking technology leader, 5 Points Bank.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball today as we head to the bottom of the 8th inning. Hastings 4 and Doan 4. Winner again moves on to the second elimination game at 3 o'clock this afternoon against the Morningside Mustangs. Reed Stone, Nick Williams, Grant Krause schedule up here for Hastings. To face the guy who's been out there, Spencer Pugh, for the Doane College Tigers. Pugh has went all the way so far. He's got 5 strikeouts, 3 walks here in the ball game thus far. Reed Stone up there. Stone, he's got a couple of base hits in the ball game today. He scored a run in the fourth inning. Grounded out his other time up there, so he's 2 for 3 here today. There's a pitch, a fastball that's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 3 balls and no strikes. So just like that, Reed Stone gets ahead of the count at 3-0 as the umbrellas have come out here. We've got some light rain, some sprinkles now falling here in Crete here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Reed taking all the way there, and we'll take a strike right down the pipe, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. So Doan with a 2-run home run in the eighth inning here ties this ball game up as there's a single to center field for Reed Stone. So Reed gets his 3rd base hit here of this ball game. The Broncos have their leadoff man on in the eighth inning. And now Nick Williams will come to the plate next, but now Doan is going to make a pitching change. Just like that, Doan is going to make a pitching change as the Broncos have put the leadoff man on here in the eighth inning of play. So the Tigers will change hurlers here in inning number 8. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 4 and Doan 4.
The history of Mary Lanning is pretty profound.
The Lannings, who lived right down just a block over, were a fairly wealthy couple here in town. And they had one daughter, her name was Mary.
She was away at college, and when she came home for Christmas, she got sick. They were unable to cure her.
She was the only daughter, so Mr. and Mrs. Lanning wanted to do something to memorialize her.
And because she had wanted to be a social worker, her parents chose to develop the hospital and the School of Nursing.
But they also wanted to be sure that that didn't happen for any other people in the community.
I would hope that we all remember that young lady who was wanting to do good for the world and never had the chance.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
New pitcher for Doan is going to be Tyler McKee as he comes in here in the eighth inning of play with the Broncos having a man on to lead off this inning. So Spencer McKee comes to the pitcher's mound here. His overall record is sitting at 4 wins and 1 loss on the season. He's thrown 39 in a third inning so far, giving up 45 hits, 23 runs. 17 of those been earned, 12 base on balls, and 32 strikeouts as Tyler McKee comes on here for Doan to try to shut the door here for the Tigers.
The left fielder, Nick Williams.
Chavez is now your base runner at first base as he's going to run for Reed Stone. Nick Williams coming to the plate next for Hastings. Williams, he's got a couple of singles so far today. His last time up, he popped one back to the first baseman in foul territory. Williams has also scored a run. So there's nobody out for Hastings. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hastings 4 and Doan 4, the elimination ball game of the GPAC Baseball Championship. But laid down by Williams down the line. It's going to be tagged out as the pitcher, McKee, comes over to grab it. He tags out the runner, Nick Williams, coming down the baseline. But the sacrifice works as Chavez moves around to second base on the play. So Williams is tagged out going to first base. And now Grant Krause comes up there next. So now there's only one man out in the inning. And probably our fastest guy on the team, Nicholas Chavez, is sitting at second base for Hastings. They're trying to give the Broncos the lead here. Grant Krause comes to the plate. He pops this one up. It's going to stay in the infield. The first baseman, Studer, comes over near the line to grab it. Now there's two men out. Now things change a little bit of what head coach Steve Sponberg can do, and his head just drops in the third base coaching box with his hands on knees here as Grant Krause flies out to the first baseman. Now there's two men out of the inning, and Ty O'Brien comes to the plate next. O'Brien, he has walked twice, and he has grounded out once. He has scored a run. That was back in the fourth inning. Hastings has not scored since the fourth. There's a pitch to him. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one. So now Tyler McKee is out there for Doan. Trying to shut the door. Hastings has got the lead run down there at second base in a 4-4 ball game. Next pitch is swung on, hit towards left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Nicholas Chavez, and Hastings has the lead. Ty O'Brien singles the left center field to drive home the run from second base, and the Broncos are out on top now by a score of 5-4. So Chavez, with his blazing speed, he had no problem scoring there as that one was hit in the gap between the left fielder and the center fielder. It rolls out there to the wall. A big, big hit for Ty O'Brien as he records his first hit here in this ball game. 5-4 is the score now. Hastings has the lead as Ryan Stroud will come to the plate next. Throw over the first base. That's not in time as O'Brien is back in there. So a big base hit by Ty O'Brien here for Hastings in the bottom of the eighth inning has given the Broncos the lead. There's an attempted bunt laid down there by Stroud. It's fouled away. And the count is sitting at no balls. And one strike on Stroud. So now your base runner is O'Brien down there at first base for Hastings. O'Brien stealing bases this year, 5 out of 8. Ryan Stroud waiting here in the left-hand batter's box. Tyler McKee comes set, delivers to the plate. That ball is going to be hit hard toward right field. Backing up is going to be Matthews, and now he makes the catch. Out there as Ryan Stroud flies out to right field. The Broncos get a run home in the eighth inning of play. Hastings has the lead as we head to the top of the ninth inning. The score is the Broncos 5 and the Doan College Tigers 4.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Gary Michaels Clothiers has the right look for the graduate and the professional. Now take 30% off all in-stock suits and sports coats, from modern fit to traditional. There are many options to choose from. Look your best. Purchase any dress pant and shirt at regular price and select a tie for free. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for the perfect outfit for any event. Open late on Thursdays and Saturdays until 4.
1230 KHAS.
We head to the ninth inning of play, the top of the ninth inning. Hastings with a 5-4 advantage over the Doan College Tigers here this afternoon in the elimination ball game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament here in Crete. Doan came in as the number 2 seed here in the GPAC tournament this year. Finished runner-up to Briar Clough in the conference standings, but Doan losing yesterday to Dakota Wesleyan, and now they're on the ropes here against Hastings College. The Broncos have the lead 5-4 as we head to the ninth inning. It'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. There's a ground ball to Steets at second base. He's got it. He goes to first. That's in time. Tommy Anderson is retired in the play from second base to first.
Second baseman Jed Durr.
Jed Durr coming up there next for Doan. He's hit into a double play. Reached on a fielder's choice. He's flown out to center field, and he's flown out to third base. So he's 0-4-4 so far in his ball game today. Jed Durr started the day with a batting average of .338. So the Tigers down to their final two outs here. And what has been a very successful season for Doan. They were 33-14 during the regular season, 12-8 in the conference. There's a pitch delivered up there by Andrew Kuda for a strike, the second one, and a swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Andrew Kuda is out there for Nick Schumann, who got the start for Hastings here this afternoon. Kuda came on in the seventh inning of play with nobody out. No balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch, just missing. One ball and two strikes now to Jed Durr. Jake Smith would be next for the Tigers here in the ninth inning. Andrew Kuda is working from the stretch, although there's nobody on the base pads right now for the Tigers. The next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And it is now two balls and two strikes. If Hastings wins this ball game, the Broncos would play again in another game that's begins shortly after 3 o'clock today against Morningside, the team that beat him yesterday by a score of 6-0. Next pitch is a curveball that's going to miss inside. A big break in that pitch, but it just misses as 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the count is now full as Andrew Kuda again gets his sign. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. He just blew some smoke right on by him right there. That's the third strike out of the ball game for Andrew Kuda. And now Jake Smith comes up there next. A big pump of the fist there by Andrew Kuda on the pitcher's mound. The Broncos just an out away from advancing here in the GPAC Baseball Championship. Jake Smith comes to the plate next. He's got a couple of singles so far today. He's reached on an error. He's also reached on a base on balls as he faces Andrew Kuda here in this ninth inning. He takes a strike here on the outside corner. Nothing and one. This will be a huge win for Hastings after losing to Doan twice during the regular season. Got a doubleheader played here in Crete. Next pitch is fouled away. So now it's no balls and two strikes. Andrew Kuda strolls around the pitcher's mound. Puts his foot on the rubber. It's no balls and two strikes with two men out here in the top half of the ninth inning. Here's a pitch to the plate, swung on, hit towards short. Ty O'Brien on the edge of the grass, grabs it, his throw to first base, not in time. And Doan gets their tying run on the base pads. The ball was hit to the left side. Ty O'Brien, right on the edge of the outfield grass, grabs it. His long throw to first base was not in time. And Jake Smith gets aboard here for the Tigers. That's going to be the 14th hit of the ball game here for Doan.
First base, number one, Zach Kuchera.
Zach Kuchera is now going to run at first base for Doan.
Matt
Cuellar is going to come to the plate now for the Tigers. He's reached on a base on balls. He has singled once. He's flown out to right field, and he has struck out once. So Cuellar now comes to the plate here for Doan. Tigers are trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-4. And now the tying run is on the base pads over there at first base. And the pitch to the plate is going to be inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Matt Cuellar now with a batting average of .250 on the season. Comes to the plate. With runners on base pads, he's at .292. Looking for a big hit here. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Jake Smith, who's your base runner down there. It's a first base for Doan. He is 3 out of 3 in stealing bases. Probably not running here with a couple of men out of the ninth inning of play. Next pitch is swung on out toward a right field. That's going to be grabbed. A great play there by the second baseman, Jake Steets, and Hastings wins the ball game. Steets elevates himself on the edge of the outfield grass to grab that ball over his head, and the ball game is over. Hastings beats the Doan College Tigers here in the elimination ball game. The final score, Hastings 5 and Doan 4. Back with a recap after this.
I'm stuck in traffic, heading home, and I still have to figure out dinner for my family. But I want to serve them a real meal. So tonight, it's hand-breaded chicken cooked to golden perfection, whipped mashed potatoes and gravy, and melt-in-your-mouth buttermilk biscuits. I know that sounds like a lot of hard work, but when it comes to my family, it's worth it to have KFC make all of that delicious food for them. Nice job, KFC.
Pick up a home-style meal your family will love. How do you KFC?
Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island KFC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Now you can experience restorative sleep with conforming support. Introducing Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus, an innovative memory foam mattress that provides exceptional pressure relief and comfort designed to deliver better support for better sleep. Experience the Beautyrest Memory Foam Plus and transform restorative sleep into a healthy habit at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Crete, the Hastings College Broncos stave off elimination here in the exciting ball game against the Doane College Tigers today. Hastings wins it by the score of 5-4. Hastings with 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They leave 8 men on the base paths. Meanwhile, Doane had 4 runs, 15 base hits in the ball game today with no errors, and they leave 14 men left on base. Hastings College getting the winning run across in the 8th inning of play on an RBI single by Ty O'Brien to give Hastings the 5-4 lead. Andrew Kuda shuts the door for Hastings in the final 2 2/3 innings as Kuda, he gives up 4 hits and a couple of runs, 3 strikeouts, and no walks. He's going to get the win for Hastings today. He is now 7-5 on the season. So the Doane College Tigers, after finishing second in the Great Plains Athletic Conference during the regular season, they go 2-out here in the conference tournament. Their season is over as they're going to wrap up a year 33-15. Hastings College, they will have to play another elimination ball game coming up shortly after 3 o'clock today as they take on the Morningside Mustangs, a team that we saw yesterday and lost to them by the score of 6-0. So a big win here for Hastings College as the Broncos win it here this afternoon. Hastings getting 2 hits apiece from Nick Williams today. Reed Stone, he had 3 hits in the ballgame. He went 3-for-4. RBIs by Ryan Schrod, Donato Santos, also Drew McGee, and also Grant Krause in the ballgame here today as Hastings College wins it, as well as that big RBI by Ty O'Brien to win it for Hastings in the 8th inning of play. The Broncos beat the Doane College Tigers by the score of 5-4. So hang around. We've got more Bronco baseball coming up shortly after 3 o'clock today. We'll come back here to Crete and bring you Hastings College and Morningside in the first ball game. Hastings beats Doane today by a score of 5-4. For 1230 KHAS Sports, this is Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.